800-500-6706.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZM, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
A change of heart.
He believes he can win.
By Senator Craig.
They thought they had gotten rid of him. It's like Halloween 2.
Mattel.
C-A-R-P-I-E.
And another toy recall.
A handful of subcontractors who used paint that was not certified.
And the search for Steve Fawcett.
I'd give him the highest odds.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Last weekend, it was all about bowing out. Now, Idaho Senator Larry Craig has apparently had a change of heart, and it seems to be all about standing and fighting.
Island Spector is now willing to come out in my defense, arguing that it appears by all that he knows I've been railroaded and all of that.
Craig, in a phone message obtained by the Capitol Hill newspaper Roll Call, which broke the story about the senator's arrest in a Minneapolis sex sting. More from CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss.
Craig denied his foot taps and hand gestures at an airport men's room were a solicitation for sex, and says he pled guilty in the sting to avoid embarrassment. Now that he's had embarrassment galore, he's hired lawyers to try to reverse the plea and fight the charges. And if that works, his spokesman says he might stay in the Senate.
But does Craig have any real hope? University of Virginia political scientist Larry Sabato.
I don't think Senator Craig knows what he's in for, even in his own party. They will absolutely not permit him to hold that seat, and they will do whatever they have to do to get him out.
For the third time in a month, Mattel has announced a big recall of Chinese-made toys. Let's go live to CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
Nick, the problem again is lead paint. Barbie accessories are included in this recall, along with the GeoTrax locomotive line and Bongo Band toys made by Fisher-Price. Julie Valise of the Consumer Product Safety Commission.
Any time that the agency finds that a product violates this standard, it is immediately announced for recall.
Mattel's Brian Stockton hopes this recall is the end of it.
We're basically stepping up the number of checkpoints and frequency of checkpoints across our whole system.
Reporting live, Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Aviator Steve Fawcett went flying on Monday morning, but he wasn't embarked on one of his adventures. He was scouting locations for a planned attempt to break an earthbound speed record, and he's been missing ever since. CBS's Steve Futterman has the latest from Minden, Nevada.
Rescue crews here continue to look for Steve Fawcett. The search, which is taking place both on the ground and in the air, is covering a massive area.
We've got several hundred square miles that need to be thoroughly searched.
Chuck Allen is with the Nevada Department of Public Safety. More than a dozen aircraft are being used in this search. Steve Fawcett's plane did have a device able to send a distress signal, but no signal has been heard. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Minden, Nevada.
German authorities say they've thwarted a plot by Islamist radicals. Three suspected militants are in custody, accused of planning what authorities say were imminent bomb attacks on the U.S. airbase in Ramstein, as well as the busy international airport in Frankfurt. More from CBS's Mark Phillips.
The suspects, who've been under surveillance for some time, are said to have been to a jihadist training facility in Pakistan last year. The bomb they were working on was based on a solution of hydrogen peroxide, and the Germans say they had enough of it to make a bomb with the power of more than 1,000 pounds of TNT.
More death in Baghdad. The U.S. military says 4 American soldiers have been killed and 4 wounded in 2 attacks, and at least 11 people died in a bomb blast that rocked the Shiite neighborhood of Sadr City. Iraq remains a prime topic for President Bush, who's in Australia for an economic conference. CBS's Peter Mayer is covering and joins us live from Sydney.
Nick, President Bush's Iraq war appraisal is much more positive than those dismal findings in recent congressional and intelligence reports.
But reconciliation is taking place. And it's important, in my judgment, for the security of America or for the security of Australia that we hang in there with the Iraqis and help them.
And for a second straight day, Mr. Bush left the door open to troop reductions if what he views as progress continues in Iraq. But he warns against what he describes as any arbitrary timetables. Live in Sydney, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
4 past the hour.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Several agencies are scouring Rocky Mountain National Park for 2 Fort Collins hikers.
There are sections that are difficult in the park, and then outside the park there is quite a bit of trails. So there is a possibility that maybe they just got on a wrong trail.
Terry and Marion Jones were dropped at the Chapin Pass Trailhead Saturday. They did have adequate gear and equipment for spending the night. A helicopter will aid in the search this morning. Recommendations to boost security at the state capitol following a fatal shooting now include having all visitors pass through metal detectors, having access cards for employees and state officials, and more state troopers patrolling the halls. The recommendations announced by Governor Ritter need the financial okay of state lawmakers. And that University of Colorado freshman slashed across the throat by a former mental patient on the first day of classes has decided he will stay at CU. Michael Norp's family says an outpouring of support from the university persuaded him to remain. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, John. Good morning. No worries as you hit the highways. We're enjoying good speeds along your I-70 drive through both Aurora and Wheat Ridge. Looks like I-25 light through the tech center and the bridges, about a 10-15 minute drive to downtown. Just southbound seeing the normal increase through Thornton and North Glen, and no wrecks or other issues to slow you down. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today. It'll be a partly cloudy and breezy day with a high of 91. Looks like tonight.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-421-4991. That's 1-800-421-4991. 1-800-421-4991.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec. But before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's the part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here. It's 1-800-322-1329. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-1329. 1-800-322-1329.
You're there, middle age. So how you doing? Are you aging well? Are you healthy? How's your heart and your energy level? Are you sleeping well? Do you get up motivated and excited about life? Or are you depressed and tired, wondering where the years went? Struggling with anxiety and depression is hard, but it can be even harder as you get older. Good nutrition plays a vital role in maintaining overall well-being and good health. I'm Lucinda Bassett, president of Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety, and I want to send you a free 30-day supply of my new vitamin supplement called Good Days that supports your physical and mental well-being. It supports energy, clarity of thinking, mood, as well as good health and disease prevention. Simplify your life. Feel better. Call now for your free one-month supply of Good Days.
Find out how to improve your mood with this free 30-day supply. Call 800-971-9956. 800-971-9956. 800-971-9956.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center.
I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1267 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1267. 1-800-339-1267.
The sun's coming up later and later and later, which means the radio will begin to sound like this. Yeah, that'll, gee, where's Jay? Right? That's what it'll sound like. Hey, we've had Congressman Ed Perlmutter on this show lots of times. What a great guy. And I want to remind you, and I'm going to be reminding you about this. Congressman Ed Perlmutter is going to hold the next Government at the Grocery Store meeting coming up Saturday, September the 8th. That's this Saturday at the King Supers Grocery Store located at 500 Bromley Lane in Brighton, Colorado. And that's from 1 until 3 in the afternoon. And Government at the Grocery is a program that Congressman Perlmutter is doing in order to reach out to constituents of the 7th Congressional District and provide them with an easy, convenient way to meet their congressman. And I'm going to be there on Saturday between 1 and 3, which is no reason why you should stay away. But I wanted to give it a little bit of a plug because I think anybody who listens to this show on a regular basis, you know exactly how I feel about Congressman Perlmutter. I mean, I just think he's a number one. And I have, for the better part, it seems like, of the entire summer, and maybe even longer, I keep saying to him, oh, yeah, okay, sure, I'll come out to one of those Government at the Groceries. But, you know, something always comes up, and don't we always have this, all of us? Something gets in the way, and you can't do it. So I'm going to do it this Saturday for sure. That's between 1 and 3, and that's in Brighton. 500 Bromley Lane, that's at the King Supers. So, if you're a member of the 7th Congressional District, if you live in the 7th Congressional District, come on out and tell the congressman exactly how you feel about anything that's on your mind. And that's one of the great things about him. That's one of the reasons why he does what he does. He's really good at it. Another congressman who I really like, although I sometimes disagree with him, is Congressman Mark Udall. We'll have him on this morning at 7:30. Going to talk to him about George W. Bush wanting $50 billion more for Iraq. And once again, and boy, we have to do this every morning? Yeah, well, I just have to talk about some part of this every morning. Once again, we're getting all of these confusing, conflicting facts coming out of Iraq that we're being told we have to hang in for the surge and this and that and that's working, and blah, 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 blah. And then we have the revelations from Robert Draper's book, Dead Certain, The Presidency of George W. Bush. And we're going to have on Rich Masters to talk about this. And also, the recent development this morning, that Senator Larry, I'm not gay, Craig, says he may not resign. What'd you feel if you're living in Idaho and had this going on? Anyway, so we'll talk about that, too, whether you think he can pull that off or not. And take back his resignation. And that whole affair just seems muddled from the beginning to the end to me. As I was talking to somebody yesterday about this, okay, let's say he's innocent. Look, let's work from several premises here. First of all, do you think it's illegal? Do you think it should be illegal for two consenting adults any sex, I don't care, same sex, different sex, to arrange a liaison in a men's room. Do you think that ought to be illegal? Now, you can make the argument that they're overage consenting adults. Why should it be illegal? And the only answer I can give would be because of health considerations, STDs. But you can invoke the moral aspect of it, too. And the moral aspect of it is we live in a society where it is not proper to pay for sex. But aha, no money changed hands here. What is Senator Larry Craig really, what did he really plead guilty to? Well, bottom line is, he was accused of soliciting sex in the men's room at a Minneapolis airport. Should that be illegal? Should it be illegal? Now, the bathroom is not the most, I don't need to, I don't need to get into that at 6:16, 60 minutes after 6. And I've told you before that I have an aversion to public bathrooms. I can't stand them. But, listen, we all use them. But, you know, I'm fighting this cold, too. Hold on a second. Okay. But is that illegal? Should that be illegal? Okay, that's number one. Then number two, you have the other aspect of the case. Whether he did anything wrong or not, he talked to this cop without a lawyer present, and he signed a plea agreement. But once you sign one of those things, they're done. It's done. You can't turn around, I don't think, legally. I don't know. I'm not a lawyer, but I've never heard of anybody doing this. Can you turn around legally and then say, I want to withdraw that? I changed my mind? Or do you have to live with the judgment of what you've done? Now, we want to assume that the people who hold office, who run for Senate, who get elected, that they're the best and the brightest of what we can produce. I know, I can hear you groaning, because often they're not. How bright is it to talk to an undercover cop, get into that whole interrogation thing with him, then sign this plea agreement without having a lawyer present? That's not very smart. And it's also the aspect of, should it be illegal? And is it the proper use of law enforcement to have undercover agents sitting in toilet stalls trying to entrap men who are out looking for sex? Should the arrangement of sex between two consenting adults be wrong? Now, I understand the baggage that Larry Craig is carrying. I'm not defending him. I'm just asking these questions. I understand the baggage that Mr. Craig is carrying. The fact that he is Mr. Family Values, that he cited one of those family values as a reason for backing Mitt Romney, that he, well, you've heard the clips, that he called Clinton a naughty, naughty, naughty boy, which that in itself is kind of suspect, using that kind of terminology. But anyway, I mean, so he's got that baggage going, too. He's got the hypocritical baggage. But, you know, being a hypocrite's not against the law. I mean, if being a hypocrite was against the law, most of us would be in trouble. And then on top of that, some of us would be in bigger trouble than others. And I think you know who I'm thinking about here. All right. So the central thrust question here at 6:19, 19 minutes after 6, so early in the morning, at 303-713-7600. And the GOP outreach line number 4, is still searching for its first victim at 303-713-7600. The central question here is, did what Larry Craig did He's now reconsidering his resignation. All right, should it really have been illegal? Is there something wrong with two consenting adults trying to hook up in a men's room? Even though you might find it disgusting. I mean, is this what we should be worrying about in this society?
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk. You're listening to AM 760, Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Traffic starting to build up on the north side of the city, eastbound 270 between I-76 and York. You'll definitely find slower conditions along westbound I-76 approaching your I-25 corridor and southbound I-25 between 104th and 84th. Weather outlook today, it'll be partly cloudy, a little breezy, high of 91. Looks like more of the same tonight with those clouds clearing out and a low of 59. Tomorrow, a cooler day at 85. Right now, under fair skies, it's 63 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Summer is full of celebrations. The next time you need a gift in a hurry, stop by King Soopers for a great selection of gift cards. You'll find cards for travel, dining, shopping, and more, all in one easy stop. Only at your neighborhood King Soopers. Right store, right price.
So I'm driving downtown in my Buick when I see a girl in giant sunglasses that make her look like a bug. I want my style to last. That's why I went to my Buick dealer down their Goodwrench service lane for an oil change, tire rotation, and a Goodwrench multi-point vehicle inspection. For my Buick, it's Goodwrench and go.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Fall is a great time to Goodwrench and go for all your maintenance needs. See your local Buick Goodwrench dealer today or log on to Goodwrench.com.
It's not fair. You were injured in an accident that wasn't your fault. And the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years in small cash payments. You can't afford to wait years for money that's rightfully yours. You need cash now. J.G. Wentworth can help. We can turn your long-term payments into cash now. This is not a loan. This is your money in your pocket right now. If you're receiving cash payments from something like a car accident or personal injury, call us today to learn how you can get one lump sum from your structured settlement now. For free information, call 1-800-600-3166. J.G. Wentworth has helped thousands of people get cash now and get on with life. Stop waiting years for money that's rightfully yours. Call now for free information to learn how you can get cash now. It's your money. Use it when you need it. For free information, call J.G. Wentworth now at 1-800-600-3166. That's 1-800-600-3166. 1-800-600-3166.
Do we get letters about hydroxytone? Absolutely, because people who use hydroxytone watch even the deepest of wrinkles fade away like magic.
I am a landscape designer. I spend a lot of time outside, so I have very deep crow's feet and forehead creases. After listening to your radio commercial, I finally decided, what the heck? I've already tried everything else. I have nothing to lose.
Hydroxytone really works on fine lines and wrinkles, even on very deep crow's feet and forehead creases. See for yourself with a risk-free trial. Call 1-800-400-3579.
When I finished my trial, one of my customers asked me, do you think if I worked in landscaping, I could look as good as you? My mouth dropped open. I replied with one word, hydroxytone. It really worked, and I continue to use it. Sincerely yours, Judy O.
If you have deep lines and wrinkles, the next letter we read could be yours. To see beautiful results with your own free trial, call 1-800-400-3579. 1-800-400-3579. That's 1-800-400-3579.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
How you doing out there? You ever seem to have one of those days where it just seems like everybody's getting on your case from your teacher all the way down to your best girlfriend?
Sure, every day.
Well, you know, I used to have them just about all the time.
Really? You too?
But I found a way to get out of it.
How?
Let me tell you about it.
Minutes after 6 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Chance of thunderstorms, high today 89, 303-713-7600. Is what Larry Craig really did, should it really be illegal? Now he's reconsidering his resignation, which in itself is goofy. But think about this, the idea of two consenting adults hooking up in a men's room for sex, and nobody says they were going to have sex there. And Larry Craig denies he did anything wrong and that there was no intention to have that to begin with. But you know that this bathroom cruising stuff goes on. Although, how come I've never seen it? Have you, John?
I've never seen it.
No, I haven't either. Are we not hanging around the right places?
I don't spend a lot of time in men's bathrooms.
No, I don't either. But, I mean, are we not going to the right when we do? Do we not go
no,
to the
I
right?
I think I'm going to the right places.
Oh, okay.
I'm not getting hit on like that.
All right. But should that be illegal? I mean, is this much to do about nothing now, really? And I realize that he's holding the family values baggage and the whole thing. But is this what we want law enforcement doing? It's kind of curt. And Littleton. Kurt, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi. How you doing?
Hey, man. How are you?
Good to talk to you again.
Nice to have you on.
I think that they have the legal is irretrievably stupid. The idea that there's some kind of code like that you can get this guy on must date from about 20 years ago, because one of the things that's really inconsistent with is the huge change, which there's so much acceptance of gay people, and by inference to some degree, at least the gay lifestyle, so that people don't need to do that anymore.
Well, even if they didn't, or did, or could, or would, or whatever the situation is, I mean, is this what we really want to do with local law enforcement, is have them stationed in a bathroom trying to bust people who are of consenting age?
It reminds me, Jay, of the some years ago when the sheriffs, I think, of a county south of Denver were sitting out in the field watching marijuana grow, so that they, you know, looking for it so that they can finally, you know, catch somebody. But in the meantime, people were dying because of drunk driving. And if you take the example of that principal and his two kids and his wife who were killed in Lodo, the police ought to be down there taking care of those kind of things. They don't need to be taking care of stuff that's somebody tapping his shoes in the bathroom. It's just patently ridiculous.
That is really ridiculous, especially if you're a consenting adult.
Yeah, the other thing I'd like...
Yeah, now you're a minor. You might have something going there.
Sure, sure. And I'm sure that there's issues about orderly conduct within the bathroom, and because kids can be in there and all that kind of thing. I'm sure there are valid issues with regard to that, but... the other thing I wanted to mention is that this guy, Craig, he seems to have been on a almost political suicidal bent, like a death wish, because for him to have spoken with an attorney, or without an attorney, to the police, then to have so abruptly talked to Congress about it before he really had it settled in his own mind, to apparently have abruptly resigned and now reconsidering it, this is not, as somebody said about, no, as David Bodeman said about Britney Spears, this is not the mark of a well-balanced person.
No, it's not, and it's very stupid, and I suppose there are probably a lot of people who would go ahead and would do what he did, that they would talk, that they would sign one of those things, that they wouldn't have a lawyer present, but they tell you when they arrest you, you have the right to remain silent, you have a right to an attorney. If you cannot afford one, one will be appointed for you. Hello, did he miss all that?
Right, and he wanted to get it over with, but see, by doing the way he did, then it's never over with.
No, that's exactly right. Kurt, thanks, man.
You bet.
Appreciate it. All right, let's go to CJ in Broomfield. CJ, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
I'm not looking at it the way you're talking about it, like whether it's right or wrong, whether he was in the bathroom. I'm looking at it that he's a hypocrite. Now, that might not be a legal issue, but he's deluding his supporters. He's, you know, conning them.
You know, on a basic line, who among us is not?
Well, if they're voting on him for being a family values conservative, then, you know, that's
okay,
not
so then,
who
all right,
he is.
So then the worst punishment he would get would be that he would run for re-election, and that his constituents, who believe that he was telling the truth and that's what he was, and then it turns out he's something else, then his constituents would vote him out.
Right.
But the idea that two consenting adults attempt to hook up in a bathroom is kind of like, that's kind of a stupid rule to be enforced.
Right, right. I heard somebody talking about it, you know, like, okay, he asked for sex. So if a man walks up to a woman in the park, and says, hey, you want to go home with me and have sex, he could be arrested? You know, I mean, you know.
Well, like we do have that double standard in this society, yeah. though.
Okay, and then the second thing is, I was listening to Randy last night, and she brought up that there's something else going on around this. You know how the conservatives all jumped on, okay, you know, you need to resign? Well, he voted against the Patriot Act. That's what she said. And
yeah,
he,
but you know, you know,
wait,
what?
Wait, he said he was a Bob Barr conservative, and Bush was overheard to say he's a GD traitor. Get someone
but
to
you know what?
Them and get him out.
That's all. That could be true, and it may not be true. But to me, that's not at the heart of the debate here. That's political intrigue and speculation. The heart of the debate here, to me, is the idea that in this society, if two adults want to get together and hook up for sex, as long as they don't do it in public, as long as they don't do it in a restroom or in a park or whatever the case may be, but if they choose to meet there, should that really be something that's illegal?
No, it shouldn't be something that's illegal.
But it is in the majority of this country.
Well, right. I mean, if you're walking through the park and two people are having sex behind a bush, and, you know, I don't know that that should be legal.
That's
know,
not
public.
That's not
right.
legal. That's
right.
not legal.
Even though that's between two consenting adults. And I don't know if, you know, I've heard that when gay men do that in the bathroom, they have sex in the bathroom.
Well, if they have sex in the bathroom, then they get arrested. But simply getting together and talking about it,
or tapping
your foot, or making a signal to me, or arresting somebody for solicitation is ridiculous.
Yes. No.
Don't you think?
I totally agree with that. I think prostitution should be legalized, because if a man or woman, whoever, wants to go out and pay someone to have sex with them, why should they not be allowed to? The thing that should be illegal is the, you know, what goes on behind the scenes, the, you know, the drug abuse and the abuse of, you know, you got your pimp and
yeah.
you're being abused. That,
yeah. And you also have the public health question involved
there,
too.
And the public health question. Well, in Germany, they have to be tested, you know, very regularly. They have to wear condoms. The prostitutes say, you will wear a condom or I will not service you, you know.
But so, you know what? You know what? And the bottom line is, what's the difference between arranging for sex in the men's room of the Minneapolis airport and walking down the corridor and arranging for it in a cocktail bar?
Right. Right. I don't disagree with you at all about whether two people should be able to arrange to have sex, whether it's toe tapping or can I buy you a drink and go up to my room later. You know, I'm
not there you go. It's ridiculous. It's a waste of time to even have law enforcement doing it. Hey, CJ, thanks, and have a good day.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Let's go to Gina in Lakewood. Gina, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay. This is a rarity. I almost always agree with you. On this one, I have to take a different stance. I'm the mother of a son. The scariest day is the day your little boy says, Mom, I'm big enough to go in the bathroom all by myself. I'm 52. I'm gay. Most of my male gay friends are also older. It is incredibly common for the male gay closeted community not just to meet in the bathroom, to have these sex acts in the bathroom.
Okay, but if they have these sex acts in the bathroom, then they're subject to get busted because it's no different than having than performing a sex act in Civic Center Park or in Wash Park or wherever else you want to do it. But it should not be illegal to arrange to have sex. And if your son walks in to the men's room and somebody hits on him and he's underage, that's illegal too and should be illegal. But the idea of two consenting adults, because what would be the difference of two consenting adults going into a men's room or a ladies' room at DIA and arranging for sex? What's the difference between that and going into a bar and arranging for it?
Well, because my son's not in the bar, and the police.
But there are laws. But there are laws. But wait,
ma'am,
there are laws to cover your son.
Exactly, and
we're not talking about children here. We're talking about consenting adults.
I understand. But if there had not been occasions of, please don't just wake up one morning and say, oh, let's try the airport. That was not the case. In this case, and in cases every, all over the place, people have complained about walking in on the sex act. That's why the police sticks are set up.
But that's not what Larry Craig was caught for. There was no sex act going on. And what is the difference between arranging for a sex act in a men's room and arranging for a sex act in a nightclub?
Public and history. Historically.
Well, you can't, but you can't convict people on history, because if you do that, or you bust people on history, then we've got history of all kinds of antisocial behavior in this society. All you can do is get them on the law, and the law you've got on the books, which is the law that you would nail somebody on. But the idea of stationing undercover officers in a bathroom, you know, waiting to entrap another adult because the other adult merely suggests that the two of you get together and have sex is a ridiculous waste of time.
See, I disagree. We have conspiracy law. There is a law.
Oh, come on.
Soliciting, obviously.
Soliciting for what? Soliciting
to,
ma'am, wait, ma'am, hold on a second. Don't smear it. Soliciting, that involves the exchange of money. I'm not talking about the exchange of money. I'm not talking about the exchange of money. I'm not talking about the exchange of money. I'm talking about two consenting adults over the age of 21, not kids, not anybody else. I'm talking about two consenting adults. What is the difference between a bathroom and a bar?
That the fact that anyone can walk in and see it happening, the private...
We're not talking about the sex act, ma'am. We are not talking about the sex act. We are only talking about having the discussion about having sex.
In the closeted gay community.
Oh, here we go.
That's
back to the same recording again.
That's my point. But that's my point.
But your point's not... You know what your point... Your point is flimsy.
We'll agree to disagree on this one.
Well, I guess we're going to have to, because I'll tell you something. If you and I want to discuss sex, that's not illegal.
No, it's not. It's not.
And it scares me when we get into the situation where that kind of stuff becomes illegal. Why don't we just have approved speech? That would work.
No, it's just a different thing.
No, it's not a different thing. It's worse.
In my head it is, and it always this one.
Well, okay.
When I can't change my mind on.
Well, then you have a right to your opinion. I appreciate
Absolutely.
The call. Okay.
And I do thank you for talking about it.
You bet.
All right, bye.
I don't get it, but that's okay. 6:37, 37 minutes after the hour. Traffic, Gina.
Usual stop-and-go conditions eastbound 270 between I-76 and York on that north side of the city. Stacked up as well, southbound 25 from 104th to 84th, and you've got a lot of company now on 225 both directions through Aurora. So far, though, no delays for C-470 through Littleton or Highlands Ranch. Weather outlook today, expect a partly cloudy and breezy day with a high of 91. Right now, it's 63 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM-760, Progressive Talk.
When you need local information and you're on the move, call 1-800-CALL-DEX, your source for local information.
Hi, this is Michael Moore with an important message from Colorado's only single-payer advocacy group. Healthcare for all Colorado.
Colorado has a real chance to model for the nation the kind of healthcare the civilized world takes for granted. Publicly financed, private providers, market-driven, covering all essential health services. No paper, no hassle. Help this happen. Click healthcareforallcolorado.org and join the campaign. That's Healthcare for All Colorado.
Give your child a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to dance with the Moscow Ballet this holiday season. The Moscow Ballet is holding open auditions for children's roles in the Great Russian Nutcracker on Saturday, September 8th, 9 a.m. at Go Toyota Arapaho in Centennial. Children ages 8 to early teens will be cast as party guests, mice, little snowflakes, and more. Auditions are September 8th, 9 a.m. at Go Toyota near Arapaho and Havana in Centennial. Get all the details at denvernutcracker.com.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just four blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see perfection in motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
Only way people communicate these days. But here's the good news. Now you don't need a computer to receive email. All you need is your regular phone line and the new Presto services with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Just plug it into your phone jack and presto, you're connected. Email and color photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, anyone can do it. Presto makes the perfect gift for loved ones who don't want to use computers. For free information that will show you how quickly and easily Presto can get everyone connected, call now. 1-800-900-2039. Now anyone can receive email and photos from friends and family without an expensive hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line. It's a perfect gift for loved ones who don't want to use a computer. For your free information about Presto, call now. 1-800-900-2039. That's 1-800-900-2039. 1-800-900-2039.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Now, 6:41, 41 minutes after the hour. Good morning. Chance thunderstorms. High today, 89. Jay Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Gina did bring up one really good point. Talking about Larry Craig, talking about this idea about two adults hooking up in a restroom, and should that be illegal? Anytime you interject kids into it, and she was bringing up her son, then you are in a whole different ball game. And I'm not advocating that that's okay in front of minors. I'm not advocating that that's okay at all in front of minors. But what I'm trying to examine here is the idea that we would spend the time busting consenting adults for arranging to have sex, whether it's at the Minneapolis International Airport or DIA or any place else. Now, Gina did bring up some interesting caveats. One of those is, okay, well, what happens if they're having sex in the men's room? Well, that's no different than having sex in any other public place. You'd get busted for it. But the mere idea of discussing it should not constitute a crime. And no matter how disgusting you might find it to be, maybe Gina's right and I'm wrong, and maybe I'm just too libertarian in this area. But to me, that gets into a real dangerous situation when you start getting on to people for discussing stuff. I mean, should Larry Craig resign and stay resigned? Yeah, I believe he should. Because he demonstrates to me, and now he's talking about reconsidering his resignation. I mean, he demonstrates to me that for a guy who votes and makes laws, he doesn't seem to have much of an understanding of them. Like, why would you talk to somebody? Why would you talk to a police officer without an attorney present? Why would you sign a plea agreement? To me, that would question his ability to hold office. And as somebody else said this hour, too, he does carry the extra burden of being like this big family values guy. But that would hurt his credibility at the ballot box. I don't think you could say that that's illegal. And I'm sure the GOP would like to get rid of him. You know they would like to get rid of him because they don't want him hanging around and they don't want him running again. And they don't want him seeking re-election. They'd rather move on and try to get somebody else into his seat to be able to retain it and hold on to it. But this whole idea that you're going to get on somebody's case for discussing sex, there was even a conservative talk show host in New York here a couple of days ago. Well, it was over Labor Day weekend, who was on the air saying, why don't gay groups crack down on bathroom cruising? To which my answer is, okay, fine, you want that, that's fine, but what about heterosexual groups cracking down on harassing women in bars and hitting on women when they don't want to be hit on? How many women out there want to call me up and admit that you've been hassled? That there are guys out there that no matter how much you say no, they don't hear that word. They don't hear the word no. They're trying to close the sale no matter what the circumstances are. And we never have that ever discussed. 303-713-7600 Joe in Denver. Joe, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty good.
I had a phone conversation last night with my brother-in-law. He's a farmer south of Idaho Falls, Idaho.
Mm.
And those farmers have got together, and, of course, Craig's represented them for many, many years, and they've agreed to pay his legal fees and get him to fight this thing. They don't think it's right for the Republicans to tell them who should be representing them. That's up to the people of Idaho. So, at any rate, here's further what he told me, that Craig will has agreed to fight it, and that he is going to resign the Republican monkey and become an independent, and he's going to caucus in with the Democrats. So that's all I can tell you. That's what I heard last night from my brother.
I think that your brother-in-law and others have a valid viewpoint that the National Party should not in any way, shape, or form dictate to the people living
in that state. I mean, they're mad
at the
Republican Party. If they think they're going to elect the next senator, they're not going to.
But then again, how do they reconcile? This isn't the only thing I'd ask them. How would they reconcile the idea that he makes all these, you know, big pro-family statements and then finds himself in this situation?
Well, you got to remember, they're farmers, and he brings home the bacon and takes care of them, you find me?
Yeah, you know something, you know.
The pocketbook is more powerful than the Peter, let's say.
Yeah, you know what? What you're bringing up is really true. This is something that never gets discussed, and this is the idea that everybody hates everybody else's representative, but they don't hate their own, and the reason they don't hate their own is because their own takes care of them and brings things either to their district or their state, and that they run on that basically alone.
That's right. You're right, Jake. Well, I don't want to bother you any longer. I wanted to pass that on to you.
No bother, Joe. It was a good conversation. Hope you'll call again.
Thank you, sir.
Okay,
bye.
Thanks. That's really true, too. That's really, really true. That's part of the job of your representative. That's part of the job of your congressperson. That's part of the job of your senator, is to take care of their home state. Now, maybe we should rethink that whole idea. Because a lot's made of these appropriations and these earmarks. And a lot of times, when these guys run for re-election, what they can do is they can turn around and they can say, hey, look what I've done. This is why you ought to vote for me. But back to the central idea about two adults being busted in a restroom. So, to me, Larry Craig showed poor judgment. And if I were living in Idaho, I mean, that'd be one reason I wouldn't vote for him. I mean, if he's not smart enough to know, well, first of all, there's the hypocritical part of it. Second of all, if he's not smart enough to know, that you don't talk to, he's been accused of a misdemeanor, but even then, and maybe it's my paranoia, but even then, I wouldn't talk to anybody in law enforcement without a lawyer present. And he didn't do that. So you have the hypocrisy and you have the judgment factor coming to play there. But still, as long as, like what Gina said, as long as where Gina brought up that there's a history and that, you know, that sex does go on in the bathroom, well, okay, as long as we're not talking about doing that. Because I equate the bathroom, it's the same thing as doing it in the park. But as long as sex doesn't go on in the bathroom, you know, two guys meet, two women meet, whatever the case, they want to have sex, and they want to go some other place. Why is that a problem? Here's Alex in Colorado Springs. Alex, you're on AM 760.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Hey, man, how are you?
Oh, not too bad. Hey, I was listening to your conversation there, and I have to say that I agree that hooking up and trying to have sex with somebody, that shouldn't be illegal. But I think there's a subtle difference in what the senator might have been doing or might not have been doing in the bathroom that makes it illegal. And that's because I think there's enough evidence that had a sting operation going on there that the ritual he was going through led to public sex in the bathroom.
Well, wait a minute. What kind of ritual?
Well, the toe tapping, the running his hands underneath the stall, the peeking through the crack into the other stall prior to going into the stall. All of these things were probably told to the police officer or the police department to set up their sting that says if said person engages in these acts, then those acts are going to lead to public sex in the bathrooms.
All right. Hang on a second. Let me get some traffic and I'll come back. Can you hang on?
Yeah.
Okay, man, appreciate it. 7:50, 50 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And we'll get traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. So far, traffic looks pretty good right now around the metro area. We're not seeing any wreck activity, so we're at least free of that kind of delay. Southbound I-25, of course, is going to be our slowest stretch through Thornton and North Glen. Same situation for eastbound 270. And we're starting to see heavier traffic now on northbound side of 225 between Iliff and Mississippi. Weather outlook today, it'll be a partly cloudy and breezy day with a high of 91. Right now, fair 63 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
When you need local information and you're on the move, call 1-800-CALL-DEX, your source for local information.
A huge milestone is about to be accomplished by Larry H. Miller, the 1 millionth car sold. Enter the Drive to a Million sweepstakes for your chance to win tons of prizes, including Honda personal watercraft, Nintendo Wii consoles, home theater systems, and $1 million. Visit any Larry H. Miller dealership or go online at LHM.com to enter. The Larry H. Miller Drive to a Million sweepstakes. A million cars, a million prizes.
LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
At 1-800-700-4842. 1-800-700-4842. 1-800-700-4842.
Oh, it's my turn. How weak is that? I didn't even pay attention. 6:52, 52 minutes after 6 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. All right, it's time to think about getting into winter. And if your head is focused towards a four-wheel drive or an all-wheel drive vehicle, you know the place I'm going to recommend you go. That's Rocky's Autos, where they have a huge selection of late model, previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs. One of the largest in Colorado, over 700 vehicles on the lot, and numerous ways to finance. Plus, their matching down incentive gives you an extra little boost there when it comes to being able to get the vehicle of your choice. They've got expert people working there, Tom and Marv Al Shear, Colby Harris, a whole list of people. Spanky Herrera, who's just really a good guy. The people at Rockies are lifelong friends of mine, and so I'm very, 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 very comfortable in talking about them. You can see the inventory live on the internets at RockiesAutos.com, or get out there and see them in person. They're open tonight until 9, because they're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., and they've been family-owned and operated since 1982. Boy, they've been big supporters of this show and also of this radio station. And you know something? There are a lot of people out there who are, as they say in the auto industry, quote-unquote, pushing iron. But these are people who are out there, and they're making friends, and they're making lifelong customers, because people leave there and are so satisfied that they want to come back time and time again. Mary and I are living examples of that. Rocky's Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Just Brakes.
How much does Just Brakes charge for new brake pads?
For just $99.88, Just Brakes safety experts will install new pads and shoes on all four wheels.
All four wheels?
Yes, ma'am. Just Brakes also machines rudders and drums and inspects your brake system for any other problems.
Can't beat that. Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rudders and drums for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Like being behind the wheel of a Buick? Then make sure a Buick specialist is under the hood.
Right now it's time for Good Wrench and Go, only at your Buick Good Wrench dealer.
Can't stop thinking about it.
The Blue List is AM760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting local progressive companies like Hughes Irrigation, the Orr Law Firm, and Faith Rinoli of HeartAndHomeHealing.com. Go to AM760.net today and learn more about how you can join these progressive companies in support of Progressive Talk AM760.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM760 Progressive Talk.
Ooh, get down with the stone.
Yeah.
6:54. 54 minutes after the hour here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Chance thunderstorms, high of 89. Should consenting adults soliciting sex or asking for sex or hooking up in a men's or women's room, should it be illegal? Okay, back to Alex in Colorado Springs. Thanks for your patience. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. This is Alex again talking.
Yeah, you're on.
Yeah, I was saying that, you know, consenting adults hooking up for sex isn't the issue so much as the fact that possibly the stuff that Senator, if he was engaged in this, was a prelude to having public sex.
Well, all right, so he tapped his foot. Should that be illegal?
Well, no, not in and of itself.
Well, okay, but wait a minute. Hold on a second. Let's run over this. All right.
Okay.
So he tapped his foot. Now, should that be illegal?
No.
Okay.
Not in and of itself.
All right. He's alleged to have touched the other officer with his foot.
Uh-huh.
Should that be illegal?
Not in and of itself.
Okay. He's alleged to have put his hand under the stall. Should that be illegal?
Not in and of itself.
Okay, then what crosses the line and makes it illegal?
When you do all three of those acts together, and there's a pattern of other people who have done it in the past that...
But wait a minute. You can't take somebody in the present and hang the past of other people's actions on them.
Oh, yes, you can. That's what police officers use in the course of their investigation when they're doing a pattern of public lewdness
That would be extremely hard to have hold up in court, because what would you do? What would you say if... How would you answer it if the person said, "Well, you know, I'm sorry, I wasn't watching what I was doing."
Well,
and they never directly ask you for any kind of a sexual contact.
I understand that, and this is where it gets murky. But in this case, the police officer may in fact have, he reacted too quickly. He may have had to wait for the next step in the ritual of possibly the senator or anybody else going into the stall to meet him.
Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10 of the crimes that people can commit in life and the things that go on, where would you rank that? Would you rank that at 9, 1, 2, 5? Where would you put it?
As far as what they were doing in the bathroom?
Yeah.
I'd probably rank it a 3.
Okay, don't you kind of think that it's a little hard to prove and that it's a little ridiculous, particularly if you're dealing with somebody who's over the age of 21 and is a consenting adult?
I think it's difficult to prove. You're right. Whether I think it's ridiculous or not, the fact of the matter is I think possession of marijuana being illegal is ridiculous.
Well, I agree with you there too.
And I think some guy asking a woman for sex for, you know, $100 is ridiculous. We put a lot of effort into some of these crimes.
Yeah, and my point is, because we're running out of time here. My point is that we would be better served putting our efforts someplace else. Alex, thanks, man. I appreciate it. Thank you for your patience.
No problem.
All right. Coming up next, Rich Masters on the Bush Book and Larry Craig and this whole mess in Iraq.
Jay Marvin on AM760 Progressive Talk.
Do you owe money to the IRS? You're not alone. Millions of people owe back taxes, but now you can resolve your tax debt once and for all. Just call Effectua for a free consultation, 1-800-700-4318.
I had a $9,000 tax liability that Effectra negotiated down to only $500.
Effectra is a national firm with over 100 years of IRS collections experience on staff and insider knowledge of how the IRS works. So don't go it alone. Call the experts.
I owed back payroll taxes of $75,000. After calling Effectra, they dealt with the IRS, and I was able to concentrate on growing my business and raising my family.
Effectra helped me resolve a tax problem that I'd been burdened with for about 10 years. Effectra was a lifesaver for me.
Call Effectra now to see how easily your tax debt can be taken care of. For your free confidential consultation, call 1-800-700-4318. That's 1-800-700-4318.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Broadcasting in HD. And online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Plot foiled. German authorities are holding three suspected Islamic terrorists who allegedly planned to kill Americans. CBS's Mark Phillips is on the foreign desk.
This was a major operation by German anti-terror police, and they say they foiled an imminent threat that could have resulted in a major bomb attack on U.S. facilities in Germany.
Peter Bild has more on the story from Berlin.
The head of the federal police is saying that the motive for the group in Germany is hatred of American citizens. And so they were looking for targets where either you would find Americans or indeed American installations.
Once upon a time it was Russian or Japanese. Now the hot language is Arabic. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan. Why Arabic, Steve?
Well, after 9/11, remember the need for Arabic translators in the intelligence community? The Modern Language Association says last year alone, 20,000 people in this country were enrolled in a higher ed class for Arabic. But it might not mean an explosion in the number of Arabic speakers. Experts say it's tough to learn, and the dropout rate is very high.
He said he'd go. Now he's not so sure. Senator Larry Craig, who pleaded guilty to a reduced charge in a men's room sex sting, bowed to political pressure and denounced his intention to resign. That was Saturday. Now his spokesman says Craig may decide to fight the case in court and to try to keep his job. CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Bob Schieffer says Craig's fellow Republicans are apoplectic.
This is about as welcome as discovering there's a smallpox epidemic at the Capitol. They thought they had cut this thing off. Mm-hmm. They thought they were going to move forward, and now they're going to have to go through this whole thing again.
It spells more big trouble for Mattel. The world's biggest toy company is recalling 800,000 playthings that were made in China with dangerous lead paint, Barbie doll accessories, Geotrex locomotives, and Bongo Band toys. It's Mattel's third major recall in about a month.
I'm Peter Mayer in Sydney. President Bush will likely raise product safety issues when he meets with Chinese President Hu Jintao tomorrow here in Australia. Following the series of product recalls, the administration believes the Chinese get it on U.S. and Western concerns. But outside experts question whether the Chinese fully understand the extent of U.S. consumer worries about toys and other goods stamped made in China. Beijing, in fact, claims that the issue has been exaggerated.
Can daredevil Steve Fawcett cheat death one more time? The millionaire with a taste for aviation adventure has been missing since Monday when he was flying a light plane over the Nevada desert. His good friend Richard Branson is hoping for good news when the search resumes about an hour from now.
I'm still optimistic. We've had situations like this with Steve before, and he's always bounced back.
Just ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are down about 10 points. This is CBS News.
Why pump your fuel when you can grow it? E85 is 85% ethanol, 15% gasoline, a mostly renewable fuel source made from biomaterial like corn. It's a fuel that remembers its roots. Chevy has over 1.5 million flex fuel vehicles on the road today. Using E85, they burn cleaner. They can help reduce our dependence on petroleum. And if that isn't enticing enough, think of them as vegetarians. Go to Chevy.com/E85 to find an E85 station near you. Do more, use less.
Sales rep to women's wear.
In the mall for hours, you're sitting with the bags, but you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and your wife has 12 more outfits to try on.
I should have used...
Wait, you already know you should have used Preparation H. But for extra relief, use Preparation H medicated wipes first. Unlike most ordinary wipes that just clean, Preparation H medicated wipes relieve while you clean. Then apply your Preparation H.
I think I'm going to try the other one on again.
Oh, I should have used Preparation H medicated wipes.
From Preparation H, the relief expert. Use as directed.
Pick one, two, or all three services and save. Your choice. Call 1-800-COMCAST for details.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. The search intensifies this morning for two hikers missing in Rocky Mountain National Park. Friends dropped off the pair Saturday for what was supposed to be a one-night outing. The park's Kyle Patterson says the couple had a permit to stay at a backcountry campsite.
No one has seen them that we are aware of. We did check the Flatiron backcountry site. There's no activity there, but we do not know yet whether they got to that Flatiron backcountry site on the evening of September 1st.
Terry and Marion Jones of Fort Collins, experienced hikers and backpackers. They had gear and equipment to spend the night. Nobody's really worried, at least not yet. One of Colorado's two oil refineries will shut down for the entire month of October for maintenance. That move could possibly squeeze fuel supplies and raise gas prices, although the refinery's owner, Suncor Energy, says October typically shows low demand for gasoline. And the upper section of the road to the summit of Mount Evans has now been closed for the season. The peak is Colorado's 14th highest, reaching more than 14,000 feet above sea level. A sure sign fall is almost here. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, John. Well, it's a pretty slow ride just about wherever you are. All of our highways bogged down, including eastbound I-70, right through your I-25 corridor. Southbound I-25, of course, struggling through Thornton and North Glen. And we're seeing very heavy conditions now along eastbound 6th between Wadsworth and I-25. Also have a wreck reported in Douglas County. You can watch out for it northbound I-25 at Plum Creek Parkway. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, expect a partly cloudy and breezy day. We'll get a high of 91 right now. Under clear skies, it's 63 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Splash on into Subway right now to save $5 on your Waterworld admission with discount coupons from Subway restaurants. Your $5 off coupons are available at participating Subway restaurants while supplies last. Subway, eat fresh.
So I'm driving downtown in my Buick when I see a girl in giant sunglasses that make her look like a bug. I want my style to last. That's why I went to my Buick dealer down there, Goodwrench Service Lane, for an oil change, tire rotation, and a Goodwrench multi-point vehicle inspection. For my Buick, it's Goodwrench and go.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Fall is a great time to Goodwrench and go for all your maintenance needs. See your local Buick Goodwrench dealer today or log on to Goodwrench.com.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Chance thunderstorms high today, 89. I want to plug this again real quick. Don't forget, coming up this Saturday, it's Government in the Grocery Store with Congressman Ed Perlmutter. He's going to hold that at the King Supers Grocery Store located at 500 Bromley Lane in Brighton. That's between 1 and 3, your chance to get out and meet your 7th District Congressman. And I'll be there, too. Don't let that scare you away or keep you from going. I just want to see what you also have to say, and I've been promising Congressman Perlmutter I'd do this with him for a long time, so we're definitely going to do it on September the 8th. That's coming up this Saturday. Okay, the book that's getting all the coverage right now that's creating a lot of talk is this guy Robert Draper's book called Dead Certain About George W. Bush. It appears that Mr. Bush has been caught lying again, this time about the dissolving of Saddam Hussein's military. On the line to talk to us about this and a whole lot more is our buddy Rich Masters. He is the partner managing director of Corvus Communications and just recently appeared on CNN. I saw his face the other morning. And Rich, good morning and welcome to the program.
Hey, Jay. Thanks for having me. I appreciate you as always, brother.
Yeah, it's good to have you on. All right. Apparently, it seems that Mr. Bush has once again been caught lying. He claimed to this guy, Robert Draper, and excerpts of this were run in the media, that it was his intention to keep Saddam Hussein's army, his military, and his intelligence structures in intact, and that that's what he wanted to do, and that he didn't understand, he didn't know why that didn't happen. Well, Mr. Bremer, L. Paul Bremer fired back and produced some letters showing that Mr. Bremer had told Mr. Bush what he was going to do in dismantling the Iraqi army and that Mr. Bush said fine.
Well, you know, I guess it should come as no surprise that once again the president has been caught in, you know, a lie. You know, the whole war is built itself on lies and, you know, deception and, you know, perceived threats that weren't there. And, you know, the evidence just keeps mounting and mounting. There's another book this morning by a former Justice Department official who corroborates everything that the Ashcroft people have been saying on wireless surveillance without going to through the proper, you know, foreign channels to get the warrant. So, you know, this is, again, a guy who, you know, is portrayed in book after book, is inattentive to details, doesn't pay much attention, and which would be fine if he had turned the shop over to capable people. Unfortunately, he turned it over to the likes of Alberto Gonzalez, Donald Rumsfeld, you know, Dick Cheney, and then basically went fishing. And, you know, it's as disheartening as it is, it's something that, frankly, Jay, you, and I, and others have been talking about, you know, for 5 years now. And, you know, the thing that depresses me about all of this is that it's taken this long for the media, the national media, to get as angered and as outraged as many of us in the progressive movement have been for years and years and years.
Yeah, he has gotten a pretty good free pass on this. The other thing we learn out of this Draper book, too, is that basically what George W. Bush is doing is he's shooting to keep us in Iraq past his presidency and also hoping to get whoever the GOP nominee is to go along with this plan to keep us in Iraq. So it doesn't make any difference what anybody says, even though you keep hearing this whole thing about, well, you know, generals on the ground, and we've got the so-called, and it's not done by General Petraeus, and anybody who knows anything about this story knows that it's not done by General Petraeus, but you've got this whole thing going on, and what's really happening is that the administration has already made up its mind, come hell or high water, that we're going to stay there indefinitely.
Well, you know, I mean, I think we you and I have talked about this before, and it bears repeating time and time again. The entire idea of the surge is simply to buy the Bush administration enough time to dump the failure of Iraq on the next president, or at least a perceived failure. Because keep in mind, all they have been in it from day one has been for the PR value, and that's what I do for a living is PR. And that, you know, if that's the given, then it shouldn't surprise any of us that the only reason he wants to delay and delay is to hand this mess off to whomever the next president is. It's disgraceful, but it's exactly what's happening right now. There is no question to me. I mean, I've said this over and over again. And, you know, is the surge working? Yes, Jay, it is. That may come as a shock to people, but you know what? It shouldn't come as a shock. You know, in every major city in America where there's high crime rates, the mayor and the police chief get together and they send in an overwhelming force into the high crime neighborhood for about a week. And guess what happens? Crime goes down there. You know, people stop, you know, breaking into cars, they stop breaking into homes, and they stop robbing people on the streets. And then, about a month after the police force leaves, they come out. So the question is do Americans have the commitment to stay there in a long haul and patrol the streets, spending billions of dollars a day patrolling the streets of Baghdad when we have such serious situations here? And the answer is absolutely not. I mean, the only reason we're in a surge right now is to make sure that George Bush's legacy doesn't include he lost the Iraq War, which I think he did. But he looks across the spectrum, and that's what he sees, and he doesn't want that to be his legacy. Unfortunately, I think Americans can see past that, and I think that's clearly what his legacy is going to be, regardless of whatever the surge does.
7:13, 13 minutes after 7 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Rich Masters on the line with us. Certainly, there's debates about the violence level there. Yeah, some say exactly what you're saying. Others say that what we're doing is we're just playing whack-a-mole and they're just moving to another area. And then others are saying that, well, if you go look at the history of the violence there, it always goes down in the summertime when it's beastly hot. But the other thing that's not going on, which the administration seems to be insisting that is going on, is political reconciliation. And there's no political reconciliation going on. And how does George W. Bush expect us to believe that there is when the parliament is still out on vacation? So what are they working on? They're not there.
Well, and you know, let's take his trip to Iraq. He did not go. He went near Basra. He did not go to Baghdad. And why didn't he go to Baghdad? It had been difficult for him to find any of the leaders because they're all on vacation. And meanwhile, our brave men and women in fighting form are over there in the middle of a shooting war. And so there is no political reconciliation. The GAO reported last week that of the 18 benchmarks that were established, just three of them, Jay, have been met of the 18.
Right.
Bush administration obviously disputes that. They say there's around eight or nine. I mean, last time I checked, if you, you know, get a 30 or 40%, you still fail the class. So even there, even by their estimates, they're failing in meeting any of the political benchmarks that Congress mandated, you know, in moving forward. So is the surge working to, you know, keep the violence level down? Maybe. You know, maybe violence and those kinds of things do go down in the summer. It's blazing hot there. We'll have to wait and see, but the truth of it is, when Petraeus comes before Congress, Congress is, you know, is going to hold these people accountable for their words, that we would have turned a corner by September. And clearly we've not turned a corner whatsoever there.
All right, this brings up my next point, and coming up in about 15 minutes, we're going to talk to Congressman Mark Udall about this. All right, the administration wants $50 billion more. We spend $30 billion there a week, and we've spent $330 billion so far on this. And who's going to rise up and stop this guy? Who's going to? Is it going to come a time now where eventually people are in the Congress are going to stand up and go, look, enough is enough already. We just can't go any farther. Or are they going to buckle under again, give him $50 billion more dollars, and the whole scenario continues to grind on?
Well, we have to look at the numbers, Jay, and the sad part is, while Democrats can make a large stink and can call hearings and can do all the things that they've been doing for the last 6 months, by the sheer numbers, Democrats cannot do this alone. The only way we're going to be able to stand up and stop this prior to the next election is if you know, people become engaged and get Republicans to change their minds. We need the John Warners of this world and the Dick Lugers and the others who have talked a really good game, Jay. I mean, they're talking like you and I are. Many of these Republicans, Norm Coleman of Minnesota and Gordon Smith out in the Northwest and Olympia Snow and Susan Collins, they're talking good games. But when it comes to voting, they still continue to send more money. And you put your finger on something that just so that your listeners can understand, we're talking $50 billion. The president wants $50 billion more just this year to continue to fund the war. $50 billion is the figure that George Bush described as an outrageous expansion when Congress, Democrats in Congress, wanted to increase the Children's Health Insurance Program, the CHIP program, by $50 billion over 10 years, Jay, not over 10 weeks, which is what $50 billion is going to get us in Iraq. I mean, at some point, it's going to take Republicans. If we're going to do anything prior to this election, it's going to take Republicans to have the guts to stand up and say this is wrong. We have to have a change of course. And no, Mr. President, we are not going to okay $50 billion unless and until you give us a time certain when we're going to start drawing down our troops, redeploying our troops, and moving them out of harm's way. And unfortunately, the numbers, the sheer numbers here, don't allow for Democrats to do much more than that.
How about the idea, though, that they could go on record and vote no and keep voting no and have it said to the American people once and for all, you know what, we're not just going to roll over and go along with this. We're going to fight you every inch of the way on it because it's wrong, instead of just going along. I mean, that's the thing that exasperates a lot of us, including myself. And it's like, boy, there are individual Democrats who I really, really love. But as a whole, man, I'm getting tired of the Democratic Party.
Yeah, well, listen, you're not alone. There's a lot of people that way. But at the end of the day, United States senators who are virulently against this war and want a change of action, in many cases are forced with the fact that what are we doing? You know, because I think the one thing that all of us learned from Vietnam is that misguided political wars that have no end in sight, that the troops end up being the casualties. And I think there is a huge fear. I'm not saying that I necessarily agree with it, but I think knowing these senators and these members the way I do, there is a fear that they are going to hurt not the Bush administration, but that by continually just voting no and stopping the funding, what you're going to do is you're going to force the troops on the ground to be disadvantaged, and no one wants to be accused of it,
Rich, you know that's not true. The money's still there, and the only thing that would happen is that they would have to start making plans. Finally, that a message would be delivered, and they would have to start making plans to get out.
Well, and I don't know what their strategy is for attacking the $50 billion. I think, Jay, that they learned an awful lot from the last go around, where they went ahead and passed on the second try. They passed the bill they wanted, he vetoed it, and then they passed the funding anyway. I think they learned a lot from that, the reaction and the blowback that they got from the progressive community across America, and I think they'll handle this differently. Can I say that for certainty? No. I don't know the answer. And you still have individual senators who, are trying to weigh doing what is right. And what is right that they know of is to get us out and to start redeploying our troops. But they have a president and an administration that continually uses. And this is, frankly, Jay, there's so many things that the Bush administration does that angers me. But when they continually use the brave men and women in our armed forces as pawns in this larger political game, it disgusts me worse than anything. This should not be an issue in this, but they continually try to make it an issue. I agree with you. I think that it's time now to really start putting the screws in as more and more comes out about this administration. And not just this administration. Look, the Republican Congress is just as culpable.
Absolutely.
Continually, they entirely went along and had never stood up to the administration and allowed them the abuses that have occurred over the course of the last 6 years.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a quote this morning on the wire services that Mitch McConnell is once again, a Republican from Kentucky, is once again going to carry water for this insane policy. And I'm going to tell you, and I've been saying it more and more on the air, and I'm not scared to say it again, I think that there is something critically wrong with George W. Bush. I think he's got a screw loose. I really do. Rich?
Well, let me give you let me put him on the couch for a second. Here you're a guy who basically has gone through, just kind of floated through life as a C student and has, been handed things, including the presidency. And he's off chopping wood. When he gets a memo that says Bin Laden determined to attack the United States, he ignored it, went riding on his bicycle, and then 3,000 Americans were viciously attacked when our government had predicted to the president that it would happen. And I think that fundamentally changed he and the administration. They had the power to stop it. They ignored it. They ignored the gathering clouds and the gathering threat, and now they're doing whatever they can to salvage what it is. I mean, they've got to feel entirely guilty. I mean, I know if I were in the White House and my president had ignored a memo of such grave warning that ended up coming true and costing thousands of Americans their lives and all Americans their personal liberties and freedom and security, thought of security, it's hard to psychologically turn back the time. And I think you're right. I think there's some serious issues here. And we won't know the full extent, Jay, until long after he's out of office.
Well, let's just hope the Democrats can get it together to send him a strict message and stop this lunacy. Rich, thank you. I really appreciate your time on such short notice. And we'll talk again.
We didn't even talk Larry Craig and Vitter. Next time.
All right, next time we'll talk about that. And we'll also talk about what goes on here and what they intend to do. I love you, brother. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, man. Anytime.
You got it. There's Rich Masters. Guy knows all, sees all. 7:23, 23 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Congressman Mark Udall from Colorado's 2nd Congressional District. We'll talk to him about this $50 billion. That's coming up.
What do you see when you look up at your rain gutters? Do you see an eyesore or do you see a worry-free zone? Do you see gutters that enhance or devalue your home? If your rain gutters aren't adding value or beauty, then you should call LeafGuard. LeafGuard rain gutters can help to beautify, increase value, and give you peace of mind, knowing that you'll never have to clean damaging clogs again. Call LeafGuard today to set up a free estimate, 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409, and tell them Ken Moon sent you.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz for Front Range Preventive Imaging, and I'm here with Dr. Blanchett to talk to you about the EBT heart scan. Dr. Blanchett?
That's right, Ed. Preventive medicine is our best healthcare investment. Front Range Preventive Imaging provides vital preventive tests at affordable prices. EBT heart imaging is the most important test we do simply because heart disease is epidemic. 150,000 Americans die each year from their first symptom of heart disease. CT lung cancer screening can improve lung cancer survival from less than 5% to over 80% simply by finding the disease early enough. If you have a history of smoking, you need a CT lung scan. Ask your doctor if an EBT heart scan or CT lung scan might be important for you. Make a difference in your health. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Colorado is one of those states where you can barbecue and eat outside all year round, and it's something to think about when you invest in patio furniture. If you buy poor quality, it's probably not going to last. Go to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder. Right now, they still have great stuff in their giant parking lot sale. It's half off everything from granite top tables to chairs, chaise lounges, gliders, umbrellas, and much more. Plus, Freehoff's always has same-day delivery all across the state. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
I heard about a place with the best deals on all the hottest shoes. I have to check it out, but I don't remember where it's at.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Select quality natural ingredients, including real chicken, turkey, beef, lamb, or salmon, oatmeal, brown rice, barley, or long grain rice, and in every entree, accents of potatoes, carrots, eggs, and spinach. Look for new Purina One wholesome entrees coming soon, and if you don't see them on the shelf, ask for them by name. And now you can make the switch to Purina, and you can see the same results that Mary and I have seen with Coco and Jackson when you switch to Purina One dry formula. The changes are absolutely amazing. We did it when they were puppies. So see the difference for yourself. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK for a free 4-pound bag of any Purina One dry formula. To take the challenge, all you got to do is pick up the phone and just call 1-888-606-BARK or go to PurinaOneChallenge.com today. You can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local King Super.
Colorado is one of those states where you can barbecue and eat outside all year round, and it's something to think about when you invest in patio furniture. If you buy poor quality, it's probably not going to last. Go to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder. Right now, they still have great stuff in their giant parking lot sale. It's half off everything from granite top tables to chairs, chaise lounges, gliders, umbrellas, and much more. Plus, Freehoff's always has same-day delivery all across the state. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Call now to try your demo of IQ absolutely free.
To try your free demo, call 1-800-500-1986. 1-800-500-1986. 1-800-500-1986.
I heard about a place that's having the biggest sale over this weekend, and I don't want to miss it, but I don't remember the name of the place.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Like being behind the wheel of a Buick? Then make sure a Buick specialist is under the hood. Right now it's time for Good Wrench and Go, only at your Buick Good Wrench dealer.
I can't stop thinking about it.
In-state bragging rights are back in Boulder. And Saturday night, the Colorado Buffaloes take their wild win over the Rams to the desert.
Put down, kick is up, it is on its way, and it is gone!
See you at ASU.
Colorado! Bumps is back!
Mark Johnson, Larry Zimmer, and Charles Johnson bring you all the action. Buffalo Stampede at 6.
And it is picked off by Colorado. Picked off in the end zone.
On AM 760.
I wish I could sound like that. Touchdown, Colorado.
I know what I need to do is smoke big cigars and scream and whatever.
Maybe
my
drink
voice,
whiskey.
Yeah, and drink whiskey. Maybe my voice will go down. 29 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Congressman Mark Udall coming up next. Do I have time to squeeze this call in from Mickey in Greenwood Village? Okay, this is a quick one. All right, Mickey, go ahead, man. You got about a minute, minute and a half. Take it.
Jay.
Sir.
You just talked about holding the administration and the Republican Congress accountable. How about Mark Udall, Diane DeGette, John Salazar, and Ken Salazar, who voted to give George Bush almost 4 months ago $125 billion to continue his failed policy? I expect the Republicans to carry George Bush's water. I wasted a vote on Ken Salazar, and one of the people who voted to continue the occupation. When are the Democrats going to get the spine or the chutzpah to stand up and say no to Mr. Bush and let the American people, 70% of whom feel that there's a failed policy, let's trust those American people that we're going to elect people who represent us.
Well, I essentially agree with you, although I'll point out what Rich pointed out. These are caveats, and you should take them for what they are, and that is that numerically we do not control the Senate, so therefore anything that we put together, anything that the Democratic Party, the Democrats put together, will ultimately be rejected, and even then, even if it doesn't get rejected, they could never get past a veto. So that's problem number one right there. And problem number two is, I agree with you about Ken Salazar. However, do you think, in just 10 seconds, tell me this, do you think you would have been better off with Pete Coors?
Absolutely not. However, okay. Ken Salazar needs to represent the people of Colorado, you know, and not to make the politically correct, make a vote of integrity rather than the political correctness of, you know, if I vote this, people are going to say I don't support the troops.
I'm as frustrated about it. I'm as frustrated about it as you are. But all we can do is just keep lobbying for them to do the right thing and keep putting pressure on them to do the right thing and hope that they will. I don't mean to cut you off prematurely, but I got to get some traffic and make way for the congressman. Thanks, and I hope you'll call again. All right, it's 7:31, 31 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, it's gotten really busy. We've seen a lot of stack there on the eastbound side of 6th Avenue. Anywhere between Kipling is where you're going to hit that backup, all the way toward I-25. No let-up yet. Southbound I-25 into downtown or coming out of Thornton and North Glen. Eastbound I-70, you'll run into the delays between Sheridan and Colorado Boulevard. Weather outlook today, it'll be partly cloudy, breezy, high of 91, right now fair and 65. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Shelter Insurance, proudly providing affordable auto, home, and life insurance to Colorado customers. Find the Colorado...
Summer vacation's just about over. School is starting and cold weather is just around the corner. Jack with Jack Mysick Heating and Cooling here to remind you that now is the best time to consider installing a new American Standard high-efficiency heating system before old man winter arrives. Call today for a free estimate on an American Standard total comfort system. Call Jack Mysick Heating and Cooling at 303-463-8541. That's 303-463-8541. Call today and save on heating costs this winter. 303-463-8541.
A huge milestone is about to be accomplished by Larry H. Miller, the 1 millionth car sold. Enter the Drive to a Million sweepstakes for your chance to win tons of prizes, including Honda personal watercraft, Nintendo Wii consoles, home theater systems, and $1 million. Visit any Larry H. Miller dealership or go online at LHM.com to enter. The Larry H. Miller Drive to a Million sweepstakes. A million cars, a million prizes.
Fair Advocacy Group. Healthcare for all Colorado.
Colorado has a real chance to model for the nation the kind of healthcare the civilized world takes for granted. Publicly financed, private providers, market-driven, covering all essential health services. No paper, no hassle. Help this happen. Click healthcareforallcolorado.org and join the campaign. That's Healthcare for All Colorado.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent, but if your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor, and you could be making one of eight costly investment mistakes right now. That's why Fisher Investments is offering a free special report called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours absolutely free at 1-800-700-4842. 1-800-700-4842. 1-800-700-4842.
So, I'm driving downtown in my Buick, and I pass by this girl. She's got on those really big sunglasses all the celebs wear. And I'm thinking, someday, she's going to regret looking like a bug. Real style is never just a flavor of the month. It's got to last. Like my Buick. It looks and drives beautifully. And years from now, you can bet it won't be out of style. Especially because I take such good care of it by taking it to the professionals at my Buick dealer. Down the Good Wrench service lane.
Can't stop thinking about it.
The other day, I asked for an oil change, for a tire rotation, and Good Wrench multi-point vehicle inspection, performed by a GM-trained expert. So it's Good Wrench and Go to help keep my Buick running as great as it looks. And that's a picture I won't regret.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Fall is a great time to Good Wrench and Go for all your maintenance needs. See your local Buick Good Wrench dealer today or log on to GoodWrench.com.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
Good morning, 735, 35 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Chance of thunderstorms, high today 89. And let's welcome our next senator from the state of Colorado, Representative Mark Udall from Colorado's 2nd Congressional District. And Congressman, thanks for taking time out and joining us this morning.
Hey, Jay, good morning.
All right, it's good to hear. Good to hear your voice.
I've been had a great August district work period, as we call them. I traveled all over the state. Was down at San Luis, the oldest town in Colorado. Went over to the Southwest. Went up to the Northwest. I was all over the state. It was fun. What a great place we live.
Yeah, I know. I know. I know you've been very, very busy.
And we're hearing a lot about renewable energy. About let's make sure we cover everybody in the country with affordable health care. Of course, there's a real concern about this. Subprime lending crisis, and people are really getting squeezed. We've got to step up back here and make it easier for people to hold on to their homes and provide a little more predictability and security for folks here at home.
Yeah.
That's important.
Yeah, it is. And a lot of people are caught in this bubble. A lot of people are caught in this trap, and we've got to come up with some kind of workable solution so people can hold on to their houses.
Yeah, I was talking to one of the United employees yesterday, and her story is a frightening one, and she's strong and wants to do whatever she can, but her adjustable rate mortgage is coming up. She wants to refinance. She's having trouble doing so. And she's got a good credit rating. She makes her payments, but it's just going to stretch her. And there's some good ideas out there about how to help people like her.
Well, I hope you guys can work something out, too, to help people here who do need the help, because we're on the road to record foreclosures this year.
Well, and you saw this morning that the car industry is saying it's beginning to affect them, and a lot of the economic upside over the last number of years has been driven by people's perceived sense of security with the value of their homes, and homes have been increasing in value. And a lot of us, and I'm probably in that list, have taken advantage of that equity, do some other things we wanted to do. But boy, when the market turns down, it can really put a crimp in people.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people out there are scared, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I do. When I talk to the folks that, as I mentioned earlier, a lot. Too many people feel like they're just one illness away from being close to bankruptcy or really being stretched financially, which is why I believe this election next year will be at least half about what we do here home domestically to strengthen the country and to think about security here on our own shores, not just security in the way. And we're going to turn to this, I'm sure, that the Bush administration has defined security, which is, of course, to talk about terrorism all the time without really understanding what is involved here in defeating extremists. But you and I have had that conversation before on a number of occasions.
Now, what's your reaction to the Robert Draper book that's out and some of the quotes that are in there, and the fact that if you looked at yesterday's, I believe it was yesterday's New York Times, that the president has once again been caught not telling us the truth and saying that he did not, that he had no recollection, or that I'm paraphrasing him here, that he that he wanted to keep the Saddam Hussein's army intact, but that didn't happen. And then L. Paul Bremer produced letters showing that he had instructed L. Paul Bremer just the opposite.
Yeah, that, of course, was one of the largest blunders after we invaded Iraq, which goes back to at least part of my rationale for voting against the war from the beginning was that we hadn't really planned to win the peace. It is, Jay, it's fascinating, too, because you think about Mr. Bremer, you think about Paul Tenet, George Tenet, and it's Paul Bremer, George Tenet, and then General Franks, and all of them receiving the Medal of Freedom for their work on the war and the post 9/11 environment in which we found ourselves. And yet at least two of those gentlemen have countered with their own criticisms and insights into what actually happened. Those medals should have never been awarded, if I can be so bold as to suggest that point of view. That's a highly honored, the highest civilian honor you can receive in the country. Rosa Parks received it. There's a long list of very illustrious Americans, generally in their 70s and 80s, because the lifetime of work was being acknowledged. And clearly that whole ceremony and the way in which they put those people on the stage and said, we're going to provide you the Medal of Freedom, it just is very, very suspect and disappointing to all the people, I think, who've received the award.
Well, I do, too. I mean, I don't think they deserved it either. And I think, once again, here we go with the Draper book. Now all of these things come out. For instance, Iraq, that the president's real desire here is to keep us involved there past his departure date and to hopefully influence whoever the Republican nominee is for the presidency to continue with his current course, which means that no matter what comes out, no matter what's reported, whether it's the GAO report, which they tried to once again soften up and somebody leaked it, or the alleged Petraeus report, which we know now is not going to be put together by General Petraeus, but is going to be put together by members of the White House, including the president, that no matter what comes out and what's said, this guy has no intentions in any way, shape, or form of ever changing his mind.
Yeah, this is apparent, and it's remarkable to me that the president continues to talk as if he just inherited this war and that he's just trying to do the best possible job to make a success of it. And I think there is a way to make a success of it, or perhaps a better way to put it is to stabilize the region. But I don't believe it's to continue to stay the course, which is in effect what I think we're hearing out of the White House. They also seem to be, once again, Jay, I can't even keep track anymore, that they're moving the goalposts. I think the length of the field now is about 250 yards. You know, we started out.
Yeah, they are moving the goalposts. It's in the Washington Post, the New York Times, and other papers this morning that now they're starting to claim they're making success because they've got tribes fighting against al-Qaeda, but these tribes are Shia. And some of them are Sunni, and what's going to end up happening is they're just going to turn around and fight against each other again.
Yeah, it's my sense of, and we are going to have these important hearings over the next week with the GAO report today. I'm going to head over there in about 15 minutes, Jay, to hear from David Walker, who's a phenomenal asset, frankly. He's one of the real truth tellers here in Washington. And then we're going to hear from General Jones on complexion of the security forces in Iraq, both the police and the army, on Thursday. And then, of course, General Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker will testify next week. And it promises to be dramatic and important. But you look back, and you and I are just talking about this, you look back at the votes we've held this year here where we expressed our displeasure with the surge. Then we passed, of course, the initial supplemental funding bill that put a 180-day goal in place. Then the president vetoed it. We tried to override the veto. We fell short, of course, because this really hinges on Republicans joining Democrats to find a new way forward. Then we had the supplemental that had benchmarks in it that the administration proposed. They're now saying they don't like those benchmarks. And then it was a little known, but in July we passed a resolution in the House that the Chairman Skelton of the Armed Services Committee that required a redeployment by the spring of 2008. So as you understand, the Congress is really making its will and its point of view known, but the president continues to be obstinate.
And is the media underreporting this?
There's just so much going on. I think that the media will now take another look at all of this as this week unfolds, obviously. But the as you and I know, the rub here is that there's just no good or easy options. And to me, it seems like we have to get our troops out of areas where the civil war is raging and then redeployed in a way that lightens our footprint, our military footprint in Iraq, but it gives us the flexibility to prevent a wider and potentially more dangerous regional war. And but they just, as you just point out, the president doesn't see it that way. He wants to be there in the same way we've been there for now over 4.5 years.
Yeah, he does. Now, you know he's going to ask for $50 billion more. And I know you and I had this discussion before.
We did, yeah.
And I just want to beg you. I just want to beg you. I want to plead with you that this guy, in my opinion, you don't have to take responsibility for this. This is only me saying this. I think he and the people around him have a screw loose. And we have to stop them any way we can. And we can't give them $50 billion more dollars, Congressman. We just can't. I mean, we spend $30 billion a week there. We're up to $360 billion now. When does this stop? When does this madness all come to an end? Or do we just keep saying, okay, here's some more?
Yeah, what we have to do is bring real attention, and it's not if, but when the funding debate comes back front and center. And you and I have had this conversation, Jay, and I know it's probably not a politically correct answer, but I've felt, as you know, over the last year and a half, 2 years, that the debate about cutting off funds or continuing the funding is not the right debate. I think that we've got to make the point and gather the American public behind us that we have to begin withdrawing troops, and we have to fund that effort. And so I've been using the term directed funding, which basically says the funds will be used to do these things, and these things include redeployment and a broader strategic withdrawal. What really concerns me is that the president continues to talk about tactics and the short-term successes, but there's no strategy. There's still no strategy. And this all comes down to the fact that the awful reality is that getting out of Iraq is not going to be as easy as flipping a switch or us cutting off the funds. And,
can you get these funds redirected? Can you say to this man, okay, here's the money, but you got to use it for this, not for what you want to use it for.
That's what we did earlier this year, and that's why we have to continue to find ways to bring Republicans to join us, because with enough Republicans, and that's exactly what we have to do, and what I believe we'll do. But as you point out, can we do it before January 2009? And
why can't we just say no to him? Why can't we just say no? Nothing against the troops. We don't have anything against the troops. We support the troops. We want to bring them home. But you can't keep having a blank spending check and standing up there and lying to us over and over again and never giving us the true facts.
We have had long conversations in the caucus, all 200 and some, 32 of us, and you can imagine those are pretty raucous. There are a lot of different points of view. I know Jack Murtha is really on the case, Jay, at this point, to figure out how you direct those funds, how you tie those funds to a list of actions and tactics that begin the withdrawal process. The other thing that's going on, too, that I think everybody knows is that we can't sustain the level of engagement just because of the way we've stretched the Army and the Marines in particular.
Right.
And I talked to a good friend of mine who's served for many years in the Special Forces, and he said the term in the Army right now is that they're out of Schlitz. Now, some of your listeners are too young to remember the days of Schlitz and that marketing jingle, but we don't have any more go here. We've extended tours of duty. Some people are there fourth, fifth tours. The Army is really, really stretched, and we cannot continue to do what we're doing. And that in itself leads me to the conclusion that more Army and Guard units will have to be withdrawn over the next year. And that reality is just bearing down on us. And that's something that's a part of the dynamic right now, obviously.
All right. Well, you know, you and I are going to debate this some more. But it doesn't in any way, shape, or form diminish my support for you. So I want to, before I let you go, I want to ask some stuff about your campaign real quick. First of all, when do you formally declare?
I have made a formal announcement earlier in the spring, Jay, so we're up and running. We're traveling the state, as I mentioned to you. We've got a great team in place. It's exciting. It's like building a small business, and so we're in the process of building the organization. The old saying, then the business will take care of itself. Of course, our fundraising is an important part of this, and I wish it didn't involved quite so much there, but that's important. I want to win the race, obviously. And then we're to get more to your question, though, we will travel the state in some formal way. We're still deciding when the right time to do that is. You know, most people right now are really focused on getting their kids to school and what the fall holds for them. And at the right time, I'll further introduce myself to people. But right now, I'm traveling the state, listening to people, giving them a sense that I want to hear what they have to say, because after all, I would represent them in the Senate. And my focus is to make their lives better and to make Colorado a place where everybody wants to continue to raise their kids and pursue their dreams.
All right, when are the offices going to open, like the one in Denver?
We have an office in Westminster, and that's up and running. And we're doing too. We're looking because we want to use the campaign to make a statement about what's important. We're working very hard to find a green building and to continue the emphasis on renewable energy and energy conservation, as well as traditional energy production, because Colorado's right in the front and center, as you know, and that was part of the tour I did of the state, was down the San Luis Valley. We're building an 8-megawatt photovoltaic plant down there, and it's really exciting to see what's happening all over the state in that regard.
All right, well, I got to drive to the Westminster office. I will.
We're doing more. We're doing more with less. We're husbanding our resources, and we're working out of a pretty small office right now. We've got about 6-7 people in there, but it's a great team. You'll enjoy meeting all of them.
All right. Well, I guess so. I'm headed to Westminster. All right.
Come on up to Westminster, and you know the website, and you know how to contact me that way.
Yeah, but I need for you to plug the website, because we need people to give 10, 20, 25, 100, whatever they can, because number one mission is to put you in the Senate. So plug that website.
Okay, it's markudall.com, and then that's the campaign website. Perfect. I'm just checking; they changed it on me, so I'm checking it here.
Okay.
Markudall.com. Pretty easy, right?
Yep, it's pretty easy.
Pretty
Congressman,
easy.
Thank you. I appreciate your time. I thank you for being on the show, and I look forward to having you on again. I look forward to seeing you in person again real soon.
Jay, you're the best.
Well,
talk to you later.
You're the best there is. Thanks.
All right. See ya.
All right, there's Congressman Mark Udall. What a great guy. See, I don't agree with him on the funding issue, but I love him nevertheless. And so I guess Mary and I are headed to Westminster to sign up to work on his campaign. 7:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Gina, traffic.
Thanks, Jay. So far, so good. We're not seeing any wreck activity, but definitely a very sluggish ride around the metro area. C-470 starting to catch delays now eastbound through both Littleton and crossing Highlands Ranch. Westbound I-76 still stacked up between 88th and I-25, and northbound I-25 was bogged down in the Douglas County area around Castle Pines Parkway. Looks like that crash has been cleared. Weather outlook today, expect a partly cloudy day, few breezes, high of 91 right now. Beautiful morning, 65 degrees. I'm Gina Michael. AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Your future arrives September 6th. The E3 Job Fair is where you can connect with over 120 great...
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see perfection in motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
This version of Books for Nerds brought to you by Ace Hardware.
You go, oh my God, what's wrong with the audio chain? All right, that's too inside. Why'd I say that? Well, because I want management to pay attention to me. 7:53 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let me talk about paying attention to detail, and paying attention to detail means paying attention to how much you pay for a vehicle, and everybody has got to do that, and let's face it, buying an automobile is not only something out of necessity, but it's also something that that you make an emotional commitment to. If you said to yourself last year, I am going to have four-wheel drive this winter, I am going to have all-wheel drive this winter, I'm going to do it, then make an emotional commitment and make an economic commitment to the people who will most satisfy your needs, and that's Rocky's Autos. Rocky's got a huge selection, previously owned, cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs, one of the largest in Colorado, over 700 units on the lot. I mean, anything you can think of. And a matching down incentive, too, to help you out. And not only that, numerous ways to finance. So you can get right out there and you can get comfortable. Comfortable with people like Tom and Marval Shearer and Colby Harris and Spanky Herrera and Fred Lebrato and Gerard Menard and Julia and Adolf and Juan. And the list of people who work out there, over 100 of them, they're just all dedicated to bringing you the best. Everybody from Kevin in the shop all the way out to Isaac and Izzy Ziggard, Lizzie the no, it's Izzy, it's Ziggy. No, that's what it is. That's right, Ziggy. They're all dedicated to doing it. So get to their website on the internet, RockysAutos.com. Check out the inventory or get out there and see them. They're open tonight until 9. Rockies, corner 63rd and Federal.
It's not fair. You were injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, and the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years in small cash payments. You can't afford to wait years for money that's rightfully yours. You need cash now. J.G. Wentworth can help. We can turn your long-term payments into cash now. This is not a loan. This is your money in your pocket right now. If you're receiving cash payments from something like a car accident or personal injury, call us today to learn how you can get one lump sum from your structured settlement now. For free information, call 1-800-600-3166. J.G. Wentworth has helped thousands of people get cash now and get on with life. Stop waiting years for money that's rightfully yours. Call now for free information to learn how you can get cash now. It's your money. Use it when you need it. For free information, call J.G. Wentworth now at 1-800-600-3166. That's 1-800-600-3166. 1-800-600-3166.
Affordable Benefits Administrators in Littleton reminds you to please give blood. By doing so, you may save the life of a child, surgery patient, or an accident victim. So give blood. It's safe, it's simple, and it's needed. This important reminder is sponsored by Affordable Benefits Administrators at 10184 West Bellevue in Littleton, serving the community with quality and integrity for many years. So go with a name you can trust and call Affordable Benefits Administrators at 800-350-0148.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes in all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now, you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Horizon has been defined. All right, 7:57, 57 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Chance thunderstorms, high today, 89. Jay Marvin with you on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Last night, Keith Olbermann had a commentary about the revelations about George W. Bush yesterday, and we'll play that courtesy of MSNBC and Countdown. We'll play it after 8 o'clock, and you can call and react to that, or we'll move on to something else. Here's an email from Robert. I listened to your email with Mr. Udall. I listened to your, well, that's what he says, email. It's so sad that they are again going to give the president what he wants. This continued behavior on the part of the Democrats, the party I was affiliated since I became politically active, is the reason why last week I became a registered independent. So sad, Robert. That's Robert. That's not what he was saying. He was saying they're going to try to figure out a way to direct the funds so that the president has to use them to get us redeployed and out.
So, I'm driving downtown in my Buick, and I pass by this girl. She's got on those really big sunglasses all the celebs wear. So I'm thinking, someday, she's gonna regret looking like a bug. Real style is never just a flavor of the month, it's gotta last. Like my Buick.
It looks and drives beautifully. And years from now, you can bet it won't be out of style, especially because I take such good care of it by taking it to the professionals at my Buick dealer down the Goodwrench service lane.
Can't stop thinking about it.
The other day, I asked for an oil change, for a tire rotation, and Goodwrench multi-point vehicle inspection performed by a GM-trained expert. So it's Goodwrench and Go to help keep my Buick running as great as it looks. And that's a picture I won't regret.
Can't stop thinking about it.
Fall is a great time to Goodwrench and Go for all your maintenance needs. See your local Buick Goodwrench dealer today or log on to Goodwrench.com.
How you doing?
Or get Comcast Digital Voice Home Phone Service with unlimited local and long distance calling and 12 popular calling features, just $24.99 per month for 6 months. Pick one, two, or all three services and save. Don't wait. Sale ends September 13th. Call 1-800-COMCAST now. Our sale, your choice. That's Comcastic. Some services not available in all areas. Certain restrictions apply. Call for details.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. They allegedly wanted to kill Americans, but German authorities say the plot was broken up just in time.
It was a massive operation involving raids on more than 30 localities throughout Germany.
Three suspected Islamic terrorists are in custody now, accused of a plot to bomb an airport or an American facility. CBS News correspondent Mark Phillips on the foreign desk.
The bomb they were working on was based on a solution of hydrogen peroxide. And the Germans say they had enough of it to make a bomb with the power of more than 1,000 pounds of TNT.
Two of the men are Germans who converted to Islam. The other is a Turkish citizen. All had allegedly trained in Pakistan. Terrorism expert Sajan Gohel says that is important.
The country that we've turned to provide us with the answers in the war on terrorism, Pakistan, in fact, still poses many problems.
Recalled hundreds of thousands of toys that could harm a child. CBS's Steve Kathan says it's Mattel's third major recall in about a month.
The problem, again, is lead paint. Barbie accessories are included in this recall, along with the GeoTrax locomotive line and Bongo Band toys made by Fisher-Price. Julie Valise of the Consumer Product Safety Commission.
Any time that the agency finds that a product violates this standard, it is immediately announced for recall.
Mattel's Brian Stockton hopes this recall is the end of it.
We're basically stepping up the number of checkpoints and frequency of checkpoints across our whole system.
Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The search for missing adventurer Steve Fawcett should resume shortly. Fawcett's been missing since Monday when he took off on a solo flight over the Nevada desert. British tycoon Richard Branson is anxious for any word about his good friend.
Obviously, the longer it goes on, the more worrying it is, because if he is injured in a plane crash, he's obviously going to need medical help, and he's going to need attention.
A few days ago, fellow Republicans were relieved when Senator Larry Craig said he planned to resign because of an airport men's room sex scandal. Now Craig's having second thoughts. CBS News correspondent Chip Reed.
I talked to one of his top advisors yesterday who said, yes, the door is a little bit open to the possibility of his not resigning, but he said it's a little door and it's only slightly ajar.
If you're angling for a raise, a survey by Robert Half International and CareerBuilder.com finds this might be the right time to go for it.
58% of the workers polled said that they are more likely to negotiate a better compensation package today than 12 months ago.
Robert Half's Brett Good. Some of the defendants being sued over the deadly nightclub fire in West Warwick, Rhode Island 4 years ago have reportedly agreed to a $13.5 million settlement. The fire during an illegal pyrotechnics display killed 100 people. Lawyers for the victims' families hope the initial settlement will persuade other defendants to fall in line. In early Wall Street trading, the averages are lower across the board. The Dow's down 136. NASDAQ is down 21. This is CBS News.
So, I'm driving down the road in my Pontiac, and I pass by this cyclist wearing this skin-tight bike outfit. Let's put it this way, beer gut and spandex are not a good mix. So, while I was driving around thinking about what might fit him better, I couldn't help but think how my Pontiac was the perfect fit for me. It's easy on the eyes, quick, and stylish. And to help keep it that way, I always take it back to my Pontiac dealer and down the Goodwrench service lane.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Like the other day, they really knew how to take care of my Pontiac. They changed the oil, rotated the tires, and performed a Goodwrench multi-point vehicle inspection. For my Pontiac, it's Goodwrench and Go. As for that cyclist, it's go get some new clothes.
I can't can't stop thinking about it.
Fall is a great time to Goodwrench and go for all your maintenance needs. See your local Pontiac Goodwrench dealer today or log on to Goodwrench.com.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Several agencies scouring Rocky Mountain National Park this morning for two hikers from Fort Collins.
There are sections that are difficult in the park, and then outside the park there is quite a bit of trail. So there is a possibility that maybe they just got on a wrong trail.
Terry and Marion Jones were dropped at the Chapin Pass trailhead Saturday. They did have adequate gear and equipment for spending the night. Both are experienced backpackers. Helicopter will aid the search today. Recommendations to boost security at the state capitol following a fatal shooting now include having all visitors pass through metal detectors, access cards for employees and state officials, and more state troopers roaming the halls. The recommendations announced by Governor Ritter need the financial okay from state lawmakers. And that University of Colorado freshman slashed across the throat by a former metal patient on the first day of classes has decided he will stay at CU. Michael Norp's family says an outpouring of support from the university and students persuaded him to stay. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, we're still seeing the peak of the commute, heavy traffic just about wherever you are. We've really seen that this morning along eastbound 6th. It's still struggling between Sheridan and I-25. Southbound I-25, of course, stacked up through Thornton North Glen. And again, as you make your way into downtown, that's due to a two-vehicle crash we have right near 20th. So watch out for those delays between 58th and Spear. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy skies expected, breezy conditions with a high of 91. Tonight, we'll see clear skies, a little windy with a low of 59. Right now, it's fair and 65. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, taking your vehicle in for service doesn't have to be a bother. Visit any of your local Denver Metro Toyota service centers. They have locations, hours, and services that make it convenient, all to help you keep you and your Toyota moving forward.
So I'm driving downtown in my Buick when I see a girl in giant sunglasses that make her look like a bug. I want my style to last. That's why I went to my Buick dealer down their Goodwrench service lane for an oil change, tire rotation, and a Goodwrench multi-point vehicle inspection. For my Buick, it's Goodwrench and go.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Fall is a great time to Goodwrench and go for all your maintenance needs. See your local Buick Goodwrench dealer today or log on to Goodwrench.com.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
8:06, 6 minutes after 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Chance of thunderstorms, high today, 89. I need a new theme song. I'm tired of this one. You know, we should do some morning. We should just have voting. Just have voting. Yeah, I'll just have you call up, nominate songs.
Or we come up with 10, like a top 10. We could do it on the show maybe a day and then maybe put it on the website too.
Yeah, whatever.
Let it run for a week.
Let people pick it. I think I'd be
It'll be pretty diverse.
Yeah. Maybe we should have rotating theme songs covering every genre of music. See, I think we ought to do more than just play rock and roll. I think we ought to play a classical, jazz, folk. I've been listening to a lot of jazz lately.
I've been listening to a lot of bluegrass lately.
Oh, you know, some of those bluegrass groups that are out there, like, well, they used to be out there. I don't know if they're out there anymore, but bluegrass groups like Seldom Seen and a lot of those guys, that stuff is great, man. That stuff is really good. I'll tell you who's got a new bluegrass album coming out. And we may have a chance to get him on the air to talk about this new bluegrass album, plus his other work, because I got an email about it this morning. And if it happens, it'll be the end of September, close to October, and that's Merle Haggard, who we were talking about yesterday, and I was talking about yesterday or Monday afternoon when I'm sitting in for Randy Rhodes. He's got a new bluegrass project that's due out October the 2nd. So we may have a shot to get him on the air to talk about that and a lot of other stuff. Now, he's played with some serious bluegrass people over the years. And I'm like you. I love bluegrass, too.
I've been listening to a lot of the old and in the way stuff, you know, Jerry Garcia, Vassar Clemens.
Oh, Vassar Clemens is great. Vassar Clemens is really good. Good for you, John. Good taste. I've been listening to a lot of jazz. Dizzy Gillespie, Parker, the Bird.
You know what I went to sleep to last night? Miles Davis, Kind of Blue. The best jazz album of all time.
Oh, yeah, I love Miles. You know, we should come in here, like, maybe tomorrow morning we should do this. We should just play all jazz cuts. I'll bring a bunch of jazz stuff in. You play a bunch of loud stuff, too. Like, is anybody out there hip to John Laurie and the Lounge Lizards? I don't even know what happened to John Laurie. He's not around much anymore. But, yeah, I find myself listening to a lot of that stuff. All right, 8:09, 9 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. This ran last night on Keith Olbermann. This is about as angry as I've heard Olbermann in a long, 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 long time. As a matter of fact, a couple of people who work here came in to me this morning before we got on the air and said, whoa, I thought Olbermann was going to bust a blood vessel last night. Now, this is over the allegations that are surrounding the Draper book, the Robert Draper book, which we have a good chance of getting Robert Draper on the air Monday morning to talk about this. This, I believe, and if we get Robert Draper on, we'll ask him. This, I believe, was George W. Bush's shot at trying to control the spin on the whole Iraq war and his administration before the critics and the historians got a hold of what's going on. And it may be that what happened here is that the book backfired on them because it has a lot of controversial revelations in it. So this is Keith Olbermann. This is a special commentary from Countdown, courtesy of Countdown and MSNBC last night. I want to play it, and then I'd like to open the phones, get your reaction to it, both pro and con, and see what you think about it.
Finally tonight, a special comment about Mr. Bush's trip and his startling admission of the true motive for this war, which was revealed during his absence. And so he is back from his annual surprise gratuitous photo op in Iraq, and what a sorry spectacle it was. But it was nothing compared to the spectacle of one unfiltered, unguarded, horrifying quotation in the new biography to which Mr. Bush has consented, as he deceived the troops at Al Asad Air Force Base yesterday with the tantalizing prospect that some of them might not have to risk being killed and might get instead to go home. Mr. Bush probably did not know that. With his own words, he had already been proved to be a liar, that he had been lying, is lying, will be lying about Iraq. He presumably did not know that there had already appeared those damning experts from Robert Draper's book, Dead Certain. I'm playing for October, November, Mr. Bush said to Draper. That evidently is the time during which he thinks he can sell us the real plan, which is, to quote him, to get us in a position where the presidential candidates will become comfortable about sustaining a presence. Comfortable, that is, with saying about Iraq, again quoting the president, stay longer. And there it is, sir. We've caught you. Your goal is not to bring some troops home, maybe, if we let you have your way now. Your goal is not to set the stage for eventual withdrawal. You are, to use your own disrespectful, tone-deaf word, playing at getting the next Republican nominee to agree to jump into this bottomless pit with you and take us into it with him as we stay in Iraq for another year and another and another and anon. Everything you said about Iraq yesterday and everything you will say is a deception for the purpose of this one cynical, unacceptable, brutal goal, perpetuating this war indefinitely. War today, war tomorrow, war forever. And you are playing at it. Playing! A man with any self-respect, having inadvertently revealed such an evil secret, would have already resigned and fled the country. You have no remaining credibility about Iraq, sir. And yet yesterday at Al-Assad, Mr. Bush kept playing, and this time using the second of his two faces. The president told reporters, quote, they, General Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker, tell me if the kind of success we are now seeing continues, it will be possible to maintain the same level of security with fewer American forces. And so Mr. Bush got his fraudulent headlines today. Bush may bring some troops home. While the reality is, we know from what he told Draper, that the president's true hope is that they will not come home, but that they will stay there because he is keeping them there now in hope that those from his political party fighting to succeed him will prolong this unendurable disaster into the next decade. But to a country dying of thirst, the president seemed to vaguely promise a drink from a full canteen, a promise predicated on the assumption that he is not lying.
that you are lying, Mr. Bush, again. But now we know why. You gave away more of yourself than you knew in that Draper book, and you gave away still more on the arduous trip back out of Iraq, hours in the air without so much as a single vacation. If you look at my comments over the past 8 months, you told reporters, it's gone from a security situation in the sense that we're either going to get out and there will be chaos or more troops. Now the situation has changed where I am able to speculate on the hypothetical. Mr. Bush, the only hypothetical here is that you are not now holding our troops hostage. You have no intention of withdrawing them. But that doesn't mean you can't pretend you're thinking about it, does it? That is your genius, sir, as you see it anyway. You can deduce what we want. We the people, remember us? And then use it against us. You can hold that canteen up and promise it to the parched nation and the untold number of Americans whose lives have not been directly blighted by Iraq or who do not realize that their safety has been reduced and not increased by Iraq. They will get the bullet points. Bush is thinking about bringing some troops home. Bush even went to Iraq. You can fool some of the people all the time, can't you, Mr. Bush? You are playing us. And as for the most immediate victims of the president's perfidy and shameless manipulation, those troops, yesterday sweating literally as he spoke at Al-Asad Air Base, tonight again sweating figuratively in the valley of the shadow of death, the president saved for them the most egregious playing of the entire trip. I want to tell you this about my decision, about troop levels. Those decisions will be based on a calm assessment by our military commanders on the conditions on the ground, not a nervous reaction by Washington politicians to poll results in the media. One must compliment Mr. Bush's writer. That, perhaps, was the most perfectly crafted phrase of his presidency. For depraved indifference to democracy, for the craven projection of political motives onto those trying to save lives and save a nation, for a dismissal of the value of the polls and the importance of the media, for a summary of all he does not hold dear about this nation or its people, nothing could top that. As if, sir, you listened to all the calm assessments of our military commanders, rather than firing the ones who dared say the emperor has no clothes and the president no judgment. As if, sir, your entire presidency was not a nervous reaction, and you yourself nothing but a Washington politician. As if, sir, the media does not largely divide into those parts your minions are playing and those others who unthinkingly and uncritically serve as your echo chamber at a time when the nation's future may depend on the airing of dissent. And as if, sir, those polls were not so overwhelming and not so clearly reflective of the nation's agony and the nation's insistence. But this president has ceased to listen. This president has decided that night is day and death is life, and enraging the world against us is safety. And this laziest of presidents actually interrupted his precious time off to fly to Iraq to play at a photo opportunity with soldiers, some of whom will, on his orders, be killed before the year, maybe before the month is out. Just over 500 days remain in this presidency. Consider the dead who have piled up on the battlefield in these last 500 days. Consider the singular fraudulence of this president's trip to Iraq yesterday, and the singular fraudulence of the selling of the Petraeus report in these last 500 days. Consider how this president has torn away at the fabric of this nation in a manner of which terrorists can only dream in these last 500 days. And consider again how this president has spoken to that biographer, that he is playing for October, November, that the goal in Iraq is to get us in a position where the presidential candidates will be comfortable about sustaining a presence. And consider how this revelation contradicts every other rationale he has offered in these last 500 days. In the context of all that, now consider these next 500 days. Mr. Bush, our presence in Iraq must end. Even if it means your resignation, even if it means your impeachment, even if it means a different Republican to serve out your term, even if it means a Democratic Congress and those true patriots among the Republicans standing up and denying you another penny for Iraq, other than for the safety and safe conduct home of our troops. This country cannot run the risk of what you can still do to this country in the next 500 days, not while you, sir, are playing. Good night and good luck.
That's Keith Olbermann last night on Countdown, courtesy of Countdown and MSNBC. All right, you want to comment on this? 303-713-7600, or else we'll move on
to something else. By the way, in today's Wall Street Journal, under politics and economics, Republican forecast cloudy. Party's woes go beyond Bush as it bleeds support among key groups. Not a good sign for those folks. Not a good sign at all for those folks. All right. I know we've said a lot of words about Iraq. We've said a lot. We've said a lot, and 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 we've played a lot of commentaries by Oberman, and we've said a lot. And it almost gets now to the point where we just all shake our heads. What else is there left to say? What else is there left to say? Except, you know, don't con us. Don't con us anymore. If the agenda is to stay there through January of next year, then be open about it. Be open about it. I don't know what else to say. And maybe that's why I'm relying on you at 303.
What do you see when you look up at your rain gutters? Do you see an eyesore or do you see a worry-free zone? Do you see gutters that enhance or devalue your home? If your rain gutters aren't adding value or beauty, then you should call LeafGuard. LeafGuard rain gutters can help to beautify, increase value, and give you peace of mind, knowing that you'll never have to clean damaging clogs again. Call LeafGuard today to set up a free estimate, 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409, and tell them Ken Moon sent you.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchett?
I can't agree more, Ed. As a physician, I know that preventing illness is the most valuable thing I can do. Everyone over 50 should have a colonoscopy. However, 60% of us don't. As a result, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Virtual colonoscopy is quick, requires no sedation, and allows immediate return to normal activities. In addition, virtual colonoscopy can detect some cancers outside of the colon, as well as other problems such as abdominal aneurysms, kidney stones, and gallstones. And the cost can be less than half the cost of conventional colonoscopy. If you've not had a colonoscopy, call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Commentary and just even bringing up the topic of Iraq. I have like two phone calls at 303-713-7600. And in one way, I understand it because maybe we've said all there is to be said. But on the other hand, it's like, how can you let something go that you know is just so wrong? That is just so wrong. And I'll bet you. I'll bet you we can't sustain a conversation between now and 9 o'clock about this. And I understand it, because I think most of you have probably said everything that you have to say about it. And the GOP outreach line is available, too, at 303-713-7600. I mean, if you think we're crazy and you think we're un-American and we're wrong, I'd love to hear from you. I really would. You know, I like to joke around. I like to fight. I like to argue. I can be argumentative. You know that. I like to engage in all of that stuff. But there comes a time when you got to drop all of that and you got to talk seriously. We have to talk seriously, one-on-one about this. And the thing I want to talk to you about is cancer. And I don't want to scare you, but I want to make you aware of the facts. Colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death for Americans. The leading cause of cancer death in non-smoking men is colon cancer. Colon cancer can often be prevented with early identification of precancerous polyps by doing a colonoscopy. But if you bring that up, most people just roll their eyes and go, oh no, I won't. I did it once. It's terrible. And that's why, unfortunately, about 40% of the people who should get a colonoscopy, they just don't get one. Virtual colonoscopy is less expensive. It's easier alternative to conventional colonoscopy to detect clinically significant polyps and colon cancers. And virtual colonoscopy requires no sedation, and you can return to immediate normal activities. How do I know? Because I went to Front Range Preventive Imaging, and I had it done. You don't have to go through all of that huge prep. There is some prep, but it is not difficult. And I'll tell you something. It's easy, and it's complete. And it's well worth going to make sure that you're in good shape And you owe it not only to yourself, but you owe it to your loved ones, and you owe it to everybody, including me. So let me give you the number to call. Front Range Preventive Imaging. Do something about it today. Don't put it off anymore, because you're not fooling anybody, and you're putting yourself at risk. 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN, or visit Front Range Preventive Imaging online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. Do it, please. Please do it today.
We don't get many second chances. This one could save your life. A TIA, or transient ischemic stroke, is a mini stroke. Symptoms usually go away within 24 hours and you feel fine again. But if you don't get to a stroke center or hospital fast, you risk a full-fledged stroke that can change your life forever. Don't take that chance. Contact National Stroke Association at 1-800-STROKES or visit stroke.org and find out more about recognizing stroke symptoms fast. Do it now, while there's still time.
I want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
Grease up those bike gears and get ready to ride. For the Buffs, join AM 760 Progressive Talk on Sunday, September 9th for the 5th annual Buffalo Bicycle Classic. Choose from 5 different routes through scenic Boulder and Larimer County and enjoy a post-race celebration, including entertainment and a pasta buffet. Proceeds raised will benefit the University of Colorado College of Arts and Sciences Scholarship Fund. For more information and race day details, log on to am760.net.
Six minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Don't forget, it's Government in the Grocery Store coming up this Saturday, September the 8th, with Congressman Ed Perlmutter. And that's going to be at the King Supers Grocery Store located at 500 Bromley Lane, Brighton, Colorado. It's between 1 and 3. I'm going to be there. I hope you'll be there, too. And this is a chance, if you live in the 7th Congressional District, to talk to your congressman. Tell him how you feel about the Iraq War and about other things. And I'm just coming, basically, to show up and listen. Okay. We're talking about Oberman's commentary. We're talking about the whole frustrated mess of Iraq. And I understand people's feelings of like, oh, no, here we go again. He's talking about it again. But it's just one of these things. I mean, how can we leave this alone? Let's go to Art in Aurora. Art, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Art.
Hey, you know, I just finished a book, Lone Survivor, written by Marcus Luttrell, talking about Danny Dietz. It's really a great book if anybody hasn't read it. My son is in Iraq. I have another son. Second son is leaving for Iraq in October.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, really dread that. But, you know, everybody, you know, Bush brought up the Khmer Rouge in Vietnam.
Right.
And, you know, the thing about people that people seem to forget about that is they were fighting before we got there. They were fighting when we got there. It didn't make any difference. And you know what? I can make a prediction. They're probably going to fight when we leave. If we do what Bush calls a precipitous withdrawal, you know, and then leave too soon, do you think it's really, really going to make a difference? Especially over
no,
there.
No, I think first of all, no one is talking about a precipitous withdrawal. So that part right there, he's misleading. And second of all, yeah, when it comes to the North Vietnamese and it comes to the National Liberation Front, which was operating in South Vietnam, which was basically an agency of the North Vietnamese, the situation in Vietnam is similar to the situation in Iraq, and that is that the Saigon government could not stand of its own accord, neither can the Maliki government, and so therefore it needed us, and it needed us back then, to prop these two governments up. And the question is, how long do you stay and do that? How long do you do it before you say, look, either you have to do it on your own, or good luck, because we're not going to stay there and we're not going to risk American lives. We're not going to stay there forever and a day. We just can't.
Right, and you know what? I'm really concerned for our young people. I mean, I have another son that's 12 years old. What am I going to do? Send him off to a war, too? You know?
I agree. What are you going to do when you have an 11 or 12-year-old boy? Mary and I are in the same position with our nephew. He is crazy about the military. I'm not going to sit down and tell him that's not an honorable way to go, because I'd be lying to him. Because it is an honorable way to go. Trouble is that it gets misused by people who don't know what they're doing. And, I mean, who out there believes that we're on the right course? Who? I'd love for them to call up and explain to me how they think they are.
Well, you know, do we really need another South Korea where we're there for 50, 100 years?
No.
That's the way I feel.
No, we don't. And we don't need to have your two sons, one son over there and another one going. We don't need that. We don't need it. You know, it's not as if we're against all wars. Okay?
Yeah, well,
we're just against, you know what it is? We're just against dumb ones. Why is that so hard for some people to see?
Yeah, well, some wars are justified, as in World War II, but this one is not. I mean, they can't even tell who the enemy is. I mean, in Vietnam, they had a jungle. Here, you turn around a mud house block, and you could get your face blown off or, you know, get help by a little kid. You know, and who wants to shoot a little kid?
Well, I think that's a big part of it, too. Here's something else. What are we supposed to accomplish, and what are we getting for what we're doing?
Exactly. I think, you know, Bush is on a talking to somebody, some alien god, not the real god, and he's actually just, I think he just wants to call the herd. It's called calling the herd.
No, I don't know. Should we look at it that way?
Well, I think he's using the military in hopes that he can kill enough off of the what he calls terrorism. I remember when they used to call them fanatics. But, you know, who knows where they're coming from now. I mean, not that, you know, I talked to my son. He's at Fort Campbell. And he said there's some good Iraqi people over there, some good young kids that actually help the Americans. And if you read the Danny Dietz's book or Marcus Luttrell's book, Lone Survivor, you read about the Afghanistan, the Pashtun tribes. I mean, there's some really great people, and there's some people that really love the Americans.
Yeah, I agree. It's just that they don't have much to love us for because we're screwing so much up. Art, thanks, man.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. All right, 303-713-7600. Dave, Westminster. Dave, you're on AM 760.
All right. How are you this morning?
I'm okay, man. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Hey, I listen to you all the time. I've called once or twice over the year, and I'm a 52-year-old guy, you know, Vietnam-era veteran, didn't go to Vietnam. You may remember, you probably don't. You talk to so many people. But anyway, my point is with Overman's comments, one of the frustrations for me, first of all, as I listened to it this morning, I didn't see it last night, but listened to it this morning, driving my son to school, and my son is a big Overman fan. He happens to be 9 years old.
Wow.
And we're listening to it, and, you know, I kind of got a lump in my throat, and my biggest frustration, I think, is that it's too bad that, we can't, find, somebody with some stature to stand up and forcefully say to the American people what Keith Olbermann said last night. Unfortunately, his audience is, you know, is what it is. It's, you know, preaching to the choir type of a situation.
Well, it's getting bigger and bigger, though, all the time. I mean, he's got the highest rated show on MSNBC now.
Absolutely, and I think that's great. You know, on my wish list, of course, would be that, you know, a Pelosi or a Reid or a really, you know, maybe a team of prominent, even Republicans, you know, if you could get a patriotic Republican to stand up with them, would get up there and forcefully say what Olbermann said to the American people so people would understand that, you know, exactly what the hell's going on here, that our country is at stake,
and that it's slipping through our fingers if we don't be careful. I'm an optimist, and I think hopefully, you know, if we can get through this next 500 days, maybe something will, you know, will happen, or not maybe, hopefully something will happen that that'll you know, change the course of the country. One thing a little off the Overman statement that I wanted to say to you several times as I've listened going to work in the morning is that I don't think it's beyond reason to think that and I'm a regular guy. I'm not a, you know, a radical kind of thinker or a conspiracy theorist or anything. I don't necessarily think it's beyond the realm of reasonableness to think that Bush just may try to figure out, or this whole group may try and figure out a way to cancel the elections. And I'm talking through some sort of a big, you know, maybe a terror threat.
I don't think that's going to happen, but I'll tell you what he is going to do. I'll tell you what he wants to do. You know what he wants to do? Here's what he wants to do. He wants to take this situation and dump it on the next guy in office. He says it. He says it in that Draper book. He says it's flat out.
Yeah, and I haven't read that. One thing that I did hear this morning that was astounding, listening to Joe, what's his name? You know who I'm talking about. Joe on MSNBC.
Scarborough.
Scarborough, yeah. He was talking to Hunter Duncan, or what's his name?
Duncan Hunter. Duncan Hunter.
Duncan Hunter, that's it. And you should have heard this guy, man. He was like, just, you know, he said, hey, everything's great over there.
Oh, yeah.
And this guy believes it.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And old Scarborough was saying, well, hey, we need to get that message out to the American people and let them know that things aren't like the liberal press. I was astounded are guys out there that, hey, you know, they what are they listening to? This guy wants to run for president. Doesn't he know 75% of the people or 70% of the people are against this war? I mean,
knows that he doesn't have a chance to win that. And basically what he's doing is he's carrying water for Bush and for his party and putting them ahead of his country. I got to go get some news, man. Thanks. Or some traffic. Thanks, man. I appreciate you calling.
You bet.
All right, have a good day. And I'm an optimist, too. I think we can change things, too. But I'll tell you something. I wish we could get over this Republican-Democratic thing and just start to band together as Americans and human beings and as Americans and just say, look, enough is enough of this lunacy. What are we getting? I've asked you this a million times. Okay, I'm just going to shut up because I have. 836, 36 minutes after the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk, Traffic at Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Westbound I-70, seeing stop-and-go conditions between 225 and Quebec. That's due to a crash right near Peoria. Watch out for it. It's in the left lane. You can move right to get around that. Couple of wrecks off the highway. Parker at Hamden. Another one in Aurora at Mississippi and Peoria. Weather outlook today. We'll see partly cloudy skies and breezy conditions. Going to get a high of 91 right now, fair and 71. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Drive over to E-470 Safety Fair Saturday, September 8th from 10 to 2 at Southlands at E-470 and Smoky Hill Road.
Colorado is one of those states where you can barbecue and eat outside all year round, and it's something to think about when you invest in patio furniture. If you buy poor quality, it's probably not going to last. Go to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder. Right now, they still have great stuff in their giant parking lot sale. It's half off everything from granite top tables to chairs, chaise lounges, gliders, umbrellas, and much more. Plus, Freehoff's always has same-day delivery all across the state. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
Summer vacation's just about over. School is starting and cold weather is just around the corner. Jack with Jack Micek Heating and Cooling here to remind you that now is the best time to consider installing a new American Standard high-efficiency heating system before old man winter arrives. Call today for a free estimate on an American Standard total comfort system. Call Jack Micek Heating and Cooling at 303-463-8541. That's 303-463-8541. Call today and save on heating costs this winter. 303-463-8541.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. If back to school at your house means somebody needs a nice used car for a great price, then click on over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs ready for your inspection. All located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find what you're looking for at a great price today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Auditions will be held Saturday, September 8th at 9 a.m. at Go Toyota Arapaho in Centennial. Children ages 8 to early teens will be cast in various roles. Details at DenverNutcracker.com.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Why just talk about climate change? At Colorado Radiance Corporation, reduce your carbon footprint with custom comfort, solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. With affordable financing for qualified buyers, you can save money and the world at the same time. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
What do you see when you look up at your rain gutters? Do you see an eyesore or do you see a worry-free zone? Do you see gutters that enhance or devalue your home? If your rain gutters aren't adding value or beauty, then you should call LeafGuard. LeafGuard rain gutters can help to beautify, increase value, and give you peace of mind, knowing that you'll never have to clean damaging clogs again. Call LeafGuard today to set up a free estimate, 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409, and tell them Ken Moon sent you.
You've got the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Yeah, maybe this is what we need, a good ghost song. What do you think? This is for a trout.
Of Guy Debord, wherever you may be, because we believe in the reality of our desires, and we will make our desires become reality. 8:40, 40 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, Chance of Thunderstorms, high today 89. Jay Marvin along with you. I've forgotten how good that sounds.
I want to be.
Yeah. So they're sitting over there on the right wing radio stations. I don't get it. That's not music. That's just noise. All right. Let's go back to the phones about Iraq, and we'll go to Rick in Centennial. Rick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, Jay.
Hi.
Me and my brother-in-law, my sister, Brenda, married a guy by the name of... Roberto Hernandez.
Don't give his name.
Don't give his name. Well, he's a Spanish guy, and we.
Well, I wouldn't give. I wouldn't care if he was from Mars. Just you know, don't give his name out over the radio. You'll get us in trouble.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, he called Keith Olbermann a racist.
Well, what does he call Keith Olbermann a racist for?
Because he was watching the show, and Keith was calling Roberto Gonzalez Gonzo. And he thought that was a racist comment.
No, that comes from the Hunter S. Thompson term.
Well, he was just calling him Gonzo, and he said that's, you know, a racial slur.
Well, he can say whatever he wants to say.
Is it a racial slur?
No. I think that...
Maybe your standards are just lower when it comes to racial slurs.
Oh, okay.
All right. Just thought I'd tell you.
Yeah, well, get off, you stupid hypocrite. Dumbass. Everybody knows that Hunter S. Thompson coined the word Gonzo, Rich. So, Rich, thanks for the truth by telling John Turk what you really wanted to talk about and then think that you would slide that in there and accuse Keith Olbermann as being a racist. Because, after all, that'll work a hell of a lot better than having to confront Keith Olbermann and what he's saying about Iraq. God, people like you make me sick. I'd like to run over you with my car. I really would. But I know that's illegal, and I can't get away with it. So I think probably the best torture for you is just to be yourself. Let's go to Bill in Boulder. Bill, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How are you doing?
Well, after that last call, not so well.
I know. What's with these guys that think that...
You know, why does this guy do this? Why doesn't he just get down on all four on his knees and go suck his tailpipe until he moves into another world? And leave us alone, for God's sakes.
They think insulting is the answer to their argument. It's so stupid.
Well, they always do that.
Anyway, I think that and I've been thinking about this for a long time. You know, we do all these polls all the time. Why don't we, the American people, get together and do a vote of no confidence for all these people?
Well, because there's no procedure in place to get it done.
Well, even if we just did a petition.
Well, you know, that
anything,
we could do. Yeah, that
anything,
we could do.
Just to tell them, other than a poll, that we are not confident in what they're doing. And I got to go back a little bit to what one of your other callers was talking about, the possibility that Bush might cancel the election. And I've been working for Habitat for Humanity, and we've been working in the National Guard Armory up in northern Boulder, and there's nobody there. There's no National Guard.
No, there isn't.
It's like four or five. And I've been wondering what would happen if Bush did this and we have no people here. Is he going to send Blackwater in like he did at Katrina?
No, because he's not going to do it. Because here's what he really wants. What he really wants is he wants to tie us up in Iraq until he leaves and whoever it is comes in. That's what he really wants. He doesn't want us to go beforehand because he's concerned about his legacy. And I'll tell you, I really believe that running for this job sounded attractive, and he went out and did it. But I don't think he really wants it. I don't really think he likes it, because I think he's inherently lazy. And I think what he really wants to do is he just wants to get out, and he wants to try to get out as unscathed as he possibly can. And what will happen is that the attention on his mismanagement will be shifted to the next person in who has to solve the problem.
Yeah, but maybe only if he can find somebody as equally as incompetent as himself that he can leave it to.
Well, he's leaving all of us, including whoever comes in, be it Republican or Democrat. I'd like to think that it'll be a Democrat. But whoever comes in, he's leaving all of us in a no-good options situation. And that's the whole pain of the situation, is that we're stuck.
Right.
And so,
for last time.
Right, and so whoever has to unravel all of this, then it's all going to go on them. While he's in Crawford or wherever the hell he is, doing whatever the hell he intends to do.
Well, I hope I'm wrong. But also, I think we ought to start playing a theme song for him every day, and the theme song from MASH. You know, suicide is painless.
Yeah, maybe we should. You're right.
No.
I think you're right.
I think that would be a good one.
Yeah, I think so, too. Thanks, Bill. Good call.
Thanks.
Okay. Let's go to Arnie in Lakewood. Arnie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I've been focused on kind of one motivation that the Bush administration has. I don't think they're stupid. I don't think they don't know what they're doing. I think they know real well what they're doing, and that is making giant profits off this war.
Well, I think that's definitely a part of it, but I don't think that's the central theme.
I think it's huge. I mean, these companies that we're contracting with are making so much money. How much is going to the soldiers? The rest is going for services, and it's all these billions and billions in dollars every year. And I think that's why he's staying there. I don't think it's out of, you know, spreading democracy, et cetera, et cetera. Everybody can see it's futile. And what other major reason could there possibly be?
Well, it's the reason he gave Robert Draper, meaning to try to spin his situation. But it appears now that it's backfiring on him. And what he wants to do, the motivation is that he is a person who is vain, and he's very worried about his legacy. And I suppose you could probably make the case that all of us would be worried about that in that situation. So what he really wants to do is he wants to fix it so that we're tied up there. So just like I explained to the last caller, so that whoever takes over has to bear a good brunt of it, and that it doesn't all wind up on him. Is profit part of it? Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's a big part of it, and there's an article in this last issue of Rolling Stone about how much profit is being made in Iraq to the point where it's criminal. But,
right.
But as well as being an economically driven person, he's also a politically driven animal as well, and so he looks to put himself in a position where he thinks he can get the best spin and the best view, and that's what he's trying to do.
Well, again, I can appreciate that theory, but I think this...
No, it's not a theory. It comes out of his mouth.
I think this is the biggest heist ever made of the U.S. Treasury, our tax dollars, and that's where I'm focused. I'd like to hear more about what's being done through, you know, government accounting office.
There's nothing being done.
All the money. Well,
there's nothing being done about it at this particular point, because it's going to take years and years and years and years and years to unravel all this.
Right, right.
So
that's my thoughts. I'm interested in hearing comments. I'll listen on the radio. Thanks.
All right, man. Have a good day.
Have a good one.
All right, we'll see you. 8:49, 49 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And here's Gina with traffic.
And Shay, just still dealing with this crash we've had westbound I-70 near Peoria. That has traffic stacked up between 225 and Quebec, so just be prepared if you're headed through there. Slowing on the eastbound side of C-470 between Wadsworth and Santa Fe continues, and we've got pretty busy traffic now along the northbound side of I-25 right through your Tech Center Drive, 225 to Hamden. Weather outlook today, it'll be partly cloudy, breezy, high of 91. Looks like clear skies tonight. We'll get some winds coming through with a low of 59, and tomorrow breezy and cooler at 85 right now. Sunny and 71. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Why worry about high repair costs? See the great features and selection of Toyota certified used vehicles, including that legendary Toyota.
Attention men, Match.com has too many women. This is not a drill. We created a marketing campaign to attract as many of the most captivating women as possible. Well, it worked. Now we have more on our site than ever in recorded history. The odds are in your favor, and at Match.com, we're willing to bet on them. If you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. So go ahead. It's okay to look. Only at Match.com. See site for details.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just four blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see perfection in motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed a very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Dynavite helps them obtain that better nutrition that is hard to find in commercial foods.
They don't shed as much, and they're all over very healthy dogs. We use it with every dog that comes in for training.
I have three dogs on Dynavite.
We tell everybody we know about Dynavite.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E. Dynavite will be a part of Maddie's diet for the rest of her life.
Go to the website at www.dynavite.com. Dynavite, D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.com.
I'm rolling down the freeway in my GMC when this old station wagon with a ladder tied to the roof cuts me off. As he guns it across three lanes of traffic, I notice a sign stuck to his door. Professional painters. Not sure if it was the shower of sparks from the cigarette butts or the rainbow of paint splattered on the windows, but it did make me wonder, where are the professionals? Like the guys at my GMC dealer? The ones down that good rent service lane.
I can't stop thinking about it.
They're GMC specialists, and they know my truck best. I asked them for an oil change, four tire rotation, and good wrench multi-point vehicle inspection because they know what my GMC was like on day one. Like I said, professionals. The world could use more of.
Can't stop thinking about it.
Fall is a great time to Goodwrench and go for all your maintenance needs. See your local GMC Goodwrench dealer today or log on to Goodwrench.com.
Gerard Menard, Julia, Juan, Adolf, any of the folks working at Rockies can help you out. And there's a lot of good people working there. And like I said last hour, it's everybody from Kevin and the gang and the shop all the way up to and people like the Al Shearers. So Rockies Autos is the place to go. And if you want to get into a four-wheel drive vehicle, or even if you want a gas zipper, whatever it is you want, you got to go to Rockies and just at least give them a try. You owe it to yourself and your bank account. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Ann, and she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Now available at Albertsons. Or to try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 weeks, call 1-800-500-1082. That's 1-800-500-1082. 1-800-500-1082.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
Violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun?
Okay, this song was done like 45 years ago. And listen, here we are in 2007, and it's still relevant.
Over and over again, my friend. You don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
Not on the eve of destruction, but you know what? We're wrapped up in another war, for God's sakes. Man, there are some people in this country just can't get enough war, can they?
Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed...
Okay, here's what we're going to do at 8:56. Chance thunderstorms, high today of 89. We're going to divide the country into half. We're going to draw a big line. Okay. Everybody who likes war and wants to go to war, we don't give a damn what your age is. You step over here. And the rest of us, who only believe in waging smart war for just causes, we'll step over the other side.
Only if we get the western part, Jay. I don't want to go out east.
I don't care where we go. I don't care where we go. I'm just saying we're not dealing with it. See what I'm saying? See the point I'm making? Here's Dave in Severance, Colorado. Dave, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay.
Hey, man.
I used to live in Texas. I moved up here right after 9/11. And I'm getting so damn tired of Bush beating his chest about we haven't gotten hit over here for 6 years. The only reason we haven't been hit is because Bin Laden is sitting in his $10 million cave in Pakistan saying, hey, we don't need to attack. Bush is destroying the country himself. He's destroying it militarily, economically, constitutionally, and morally. You know, they don't need to attack here.
Yeah, you know what? You know what? This is a very good point on your part. We're doing one of the worst things we can ever do. We're reacting to them instead of having them react to us.
Yeah.
You know what? And you're right. Before I go get the news here at the top of the hour, where did you move from Texas? What part of Texas?
Houston.
Know it well, my man. I started my radio career in Del Rio. It's good to have you here. Call me again.
Okay, I will.
All right, pal. Thanks.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right. Good call. We're going to open phones. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about. 303-713-7600. I don't care what it is. We'll talk about it.
So I'm driving my Chevy through the neighborhood, and my neighbor hasn't cut his grass in like a month. I want to call the cops, which would make me a jerk, but I would miss seeing the pink flamingos in his lawn. Basically, the guy's got a maintenance problem, and that got me thinking about my Chevy. Keeping it running great is important to me. And unlike my neighbor, I like taking care of my stuff. That's why when it comes to service, I take it right back to my Chevy dealer and drive it down the Goodwrench service lane.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Tomorrow, I'll get an oil change, all four tires rotated, and a Goodwrench multi-point vehicle inspection. Goodwrench and Go helps keep my Chevy in great shape, just in case I ever need to go on safari at my neighbor's yard.
Can't stop thinking about it.
Fall is a great time to Goodwrench and Go for all your maintenance needs. See your local Chevy Goodwrench dealer today or log on to Goodwrench.com.
Help thousands of people get cash now and get on with life. Stop waiting years for money that's rightfully yours. Call now for free information to learn how you can get cash now. It's your money. Use it when you need it. For free information, call J.G. Wentworth now at 1-800-600-3166. That's 1-800-600-3166. 1-800-600-3166.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Tom Hartman, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Another sign of just how stressed homeowners are in today's volatile mortgage market. The National Association of Realtors says pending sales of existing homes plunged in July by more than 12% to their lowest levels in nearly 6 years. The association's Walter Maloney.
This is telling us that home sales in the next couple of months are likely to be down because of the disruption that we're seeing in the mortgage market as a major factor. Secondarily, we do have some consumer concerns, and some consumers are on the sidelines waiting for more stability in the market.
The prospects of Senator Larry Craig fighting to hold on to his seat in the midst of an embarrassing sex scandal is sending a chill through many of his GOP colleagues. Live to Capitol Hill and CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss.
This was the last thing Senate Republican leaders wanted. It's been embarrassing for them, and they fear it will hurt their election prospects next year, which weren't that good to begin with. They pushed hard to convince Senator Craig to resign, and they don't want him back. They're also none too pleased with Pennsylvania's Republican Senator Arlen Specter, who publicly suggested to Craig that he wage this legal fight to clear his name.
And were they targeting a busy airport and a U.S. airbase? German authorities won't confirm that's the reason they have three suspected Islamist radicals in custody, but they do say the men have a profound hatred of U.S. citizens, and they are members of a group influenced by Al-Qaeda. CBS News Homeland Security expert Paul Kurtz says these men had allegedly gathered the materials for some very destructive bombs.
The suspects had assembled 12 barrels of hydrogen peroxide, which is a common ingredient in homemade bombs.
The arrest of the men has prompted Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff to remind Americans that with the 9/11 anniversary less than a week away, the U.S. remains a prime target for Islamist radicals. With schools back in session around the country, what's among this year's hottest foreign languages to learn? Live to CBS's Steve Kathan. Arabic, Steve?
It is, and it's not easy. But a student boom has strained staff and programs at all levels.
The interest in Arabic has been growing.
Dora Johnson of the Center for Applied Linguistics.
Political interest, economic interest, and, you know, the war has, of course, been, and 9/11 were real fuel.
Students and parents know mastery of Arabic could secure a job in business or the intelligence community. Nick?
It's a green light in Britain to cutting-edge scientists that also pushes the ethics envelope. Live to CBS's Vicky Barker.
Nick, British researchers now have preliminary permission to work in a moral and ethical minefield, creating human stem cells using animal eggs. Critics call it playing God. But Professor Malcolm Ellison says these so-called hybrid embryos could mean the need to harvest human embryos may soon be obsolete.
Where I can see this research going is that maybe we don't have to use embryonic stem cells at all in the future.
Backers say the technology could help us find cures for such degenerative conditions as Alzheimer's and motor neuron disease. Nick?
This is CBS News.
So, I'm driving downtown in my Buick, and I pass by this girl. She's got on those really big sunglasses all the celebs wear. And I'm thinking, someday, she's gonna regret looking like a bug. Real style is never just a flavor of the month. It's gotta last. Like my Buick. It looks and drives beautifully. And years from now, you can bet it won't be out of style. Especially because I take such good care of it by taking it to the professionals at my Buick dealer. Down the Goodwrench service lane.
can't stop thinking about it.
The other day, I asked for an oil change, four tire rotation, and Goodwrench multi-point vehicle inspection, performed by a GM-trained expert. So it's Goodwrench and Go to help keep my Buick running as great as it looks. And that's a picture I won't regret.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Fall is a great time to Goodwrench and Go for all your maintenance needs. See your local Buick Goodwrench dealer today or log on to Goodwrench.com.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. The search intensifies this morning for two hikers missing in Rocky Mountain National Park. Friends dropped off the pair Saturday for what was supposed to be a one-night outing. The park's Kyle Patterson says the couple had a permit to stay at a backcountry campsite.
No one has seen them that we are aware of. We did check the Flatiron backcountry site. There's no activity there, but we do not know yet whether they got to that Flatiron backcountry site on the evening of September 1st.
Terry and Marion Jones of Fort Collins are experienced hikers and backpackers and had gear and equipment to spend the night. Nobody's too worried about them. At least not yet. One of Colorado's two oil refineries will be shutting down for the entire month of October for maintenance. That move could possibly squeeze fuel supplies and raise gas prices, although the refinery's owner, Suncor Energy, claims October typically has low demand for gasoline. Groups opposed to gas drilling on federal land on top of the Wrong Plough Plateau are launching a TV ad supporting their cause. The ads back a provision in the federal energy bill barring development on public land atop that western Colorado landmark. And the upper section of the road to the summit of Mount Evans is closed for the season. Another sign fall is almost upon us. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Looks like the only remnant of the commute is a crash we have being cleared. Parker at Hamden. If you're in the Aurora area, of course, 225 remains fairly busy southbound through the DTC. We have slower traffic from an earlier wreck southbound I-25 downtown 58 to Spear. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, expect a partly cloudy day.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec. But before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's the part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here, it's 1-800-322-1329. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-1329. 1-800-322-1329.
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Thanks for the question, you old jerk.
Todd McCain.
Had a high school appearance.
Thanks for the question, you old jerk.
Yeah, 9:07. 7 minutes after 9 here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Oh, is that funny?
Oh, today also, do we have the, you know, because we didn't get to this either. Do you have the Jerry Lewis thing? Oh, yeah, did anybody hear what Jerry Lewis did at the NBA telethon? He dropped the F word and not the F bomb, but the F word, which is the same F word that got, what's his name, from Grey's Anatomy in trouble. And he let it go and tried to stop it after he realized what he had done, and this is what it sounded like.
You remember Bart, your oldest son? Jesse, the illiterate fag. No.
Come on! What the hell? Can we hear that again?
You remember Bart, your oldest son? Jesse, the illiterate fag. No.
I can't stand Jerry Lewis. They should get somebody else to do that MDA thing. And it isn't because he's 81. He's just a jerk.
tries to stop himself after the words. We all slip and do this, okay? I mean, all of us do this. I don't know. Should we make a big deal out of this? Should everybody go crazy now? Or how about the ABC News anchors laughing at Owen Wilson's suicide attempt? Do we have the sound from that? Oh, yeah. Check this one out.
Tragic news here. Owen Wilson, a lot of... There we go already. Anyway, poor Owen, says the graphic. He apparently tried to kill himself, which is terribly serious, which is why you should not be laughing right now, Taina. He overdosed or tried to on pills and slit his wrist. This is according to the New York Post, which, as you can see, they were nice enough to put this on their front page here. He's still in the hospital. There he is. But anyway, he's in the hospital in Los Angeles asking for his privacy. Terribly sad situation.
Yeah. Apparently he suffers from depression.
Yeah,
none of this
funny.
Is funny. I'm not laughing at this story. We're just going to move along here.
You're not going to tell him why you're laughing?
Oh, it's so immature. I think not.
I'll tell you. Wilson has a uncle whose name is Ho. H-O-E. And that just struck us as funny during the break. Sorry.
What? What is that? Wait, would you fire those two people? I mean, like, what is that? Oh. Was that on the national news? Was that were those two national anchors?
I'm not exactly sure if it was national or not.
Or was it local? Was it local?
Let me see if I can find out.
What was so funny about his uncle's first name?
They found it funny that his name was Ho Wilson.
Yuck, yuck.
Must have been a farmer.
It's our media. And we get what we deserve. You know, not to say that I haven't done the same thing, because I have. I got in trouble in El Paso for doing exactly the same thing. Doing morning news on this AM there. And I work with this guy who sounded like, and this reference is old because I can't think of anybody now who currently sounds this way, but this guy sounded like Ted Baxter. So while the news actualities were going on, we were sitting there shooting water guns at each other in rubber bands, and then we come back and we couldn't stop laughing. And it was like a hit and run or something. And we got like in a ton of trouble. So let ye without sin cast the first stone. Derek in Denver. Derek, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, good morning.
Hi.
Hey, I appreciate you playing that Keith Olbermann piece this morning. And I just wanted to make a point regarding Iraq after hearing that this morning. For me, I think, and I think a lot of people, it comes down to a very important question, a two-part question. Does our country, the United States of America, have the right and the ability, with both questions being equally as important, to go on the other side of the world and try to change a culture that's largely based on violence? And I think you'll agree with me that we don't, and you know, the economy portion of that question is very important as well. What does it do to our currency's strength around the world?
Well, I don't know.
Financing the war with China, you know, the standing in the world as well. And, you know, what we're fighting is being inflamed and perpetuated by this administration's very actions.
Okay, well, first of all, I don't think it's a culture of violence. I think it's a culture that...
No, largely based on violence. It's not a culture of violence, but the extremists
no.
over there.
Well,
the,
yeah, but women.
Okay.
There are extremists in every movement and in every situation. I mean, remember, we had extremists creating violence in Northern Ireland.
Yes.
But what the Iraqis don't have, and haven't had for a long, long time, and that's due in part to the West, is they don't have a background of parliamentary government. They have a strongman situation. So the strongman, who is Saddam Hussein, and then it was somebody before that, sits on all these different factions. and basically runs this edict. If there's going to be any killing done in this country, I'll do it. So the Sunnis and the Shia and everybody else has to chill out.
Yeah, but that's an ancient battle that we allowed to happen.
Right. Yeah, I understand that. But what I'm saying is then we come along and we upset the apple cart because we go in under false pretenses.
Exactly.
And then we turn around and we make it even worse. And how do we make it worse? Well, we dismantle the army. We throw all these people into unemployment. We don't provide any kind of jobs. We don't do anything about the infrastructure. We make conditions miserable. And that just inflames it.
You know, and I agree. And what I'm saying about the culture there is, you know, the extremists, they do use violence to get their points across. And when we go in under the guise of freedom's on the march, you know, all these slogans that the Bush administration uses, they're not stupid. And they know that we're there under false pretenses and for ulterior motives. And when that's the case, you know, it makes it worse. And it, like I said, it perpetuates this violence. And I think that's exactly what the goal was, you know, for the default risk of the oil business and everything else that it does to increase their profits, along with the military-industrial complex.
I mean, and also the idea, which you talked about in the beginning, which I think you're very right about. Also the idea that, hey, whether it's the Iraqis, the Iranians, or whoever it is we decide, we'll tell you what to do, we'll tell you when to do it, and you'll do as we say or else. And what's happened now is it's blown back on them, and they lost control because they had no plan and they didn't know what the hell they were doing, and they still don't know the hell what they're doing.
Yeah, and then you look at the violence, that's, you know, the main thing. But then, of course, our economy. You know, what is this going to do to us long-term, to our children and grandchildren?
Well, it's putting us in terrible debt.
Yeah. And also, you know, just getting back from Europe recently, our dollar is just worthless. And it comes from the financing of this war from our, you know, potential enemy in China, in India, which is not our enemy but our ally. But we can't pay for a war in this way for the long term. And expect to come out okay. So just a point I wanted to make about Iraq this morning, and I heard you say that you're upset about not getting many calls on this, and we do need to think about this every single day, and we do need to keep pushing and keep speaking to others who are on the other side of that question. Do we have the right and the ability to do this? No, we don't.
And yeah, but do you know something? Do you think that those folks who think that this is okay and that we should be doing it, do you think that they, and here's the thing that always intrigues me, do you think that they think that we do have the right, and if they believe that we have the right, does that then give other countries the right to do the same thing with us?
Well, these so-called conservatives probably didn't feel that way prior to 9/11, but I'm proud of the fact that I'm not scared and I've not been terrorized, and we need to look at the war in the same way that we always have. It's the last resort and something we only do when absolutely necessary. It's not a war of choice. We can't take war of choices and wars of choice, rather, and expect to win. So,
I guess what I'm asking you is, before I let you go here, I guess what I'm asking you is, do you think that they honestly believe that if they have the inherent right to go and to tell other sovereign countries what they should and should not do, do they believe then that those sovereign countries in turn have a right to turn around and tell us what we should and should not do? I don't think they would ever accept that.
Well, if you look into the idea set forth in the Project for a New American Century, it's assumed that there is no consequences for our actions.
Right.
And that is not something that is based on reality at all. It's all ideology. And, you know, as well as this, you know, religious reasons that Bush, I think, privately holds for going to war in the Holy Land, you know, it's not so different than our adversaries, how they make their decisions based on religion. And, you know, I'm a Christian. I believe in everybody's right to have their own religion. But you cannot use that in your international policy. I'll keep God between me and myself, thank you. And, you know, me and God, actually. And it just... It's just a perpetuating violence ideology that if he wants to put this into the new administration, then we'll be in a lot more trouble. And so I don't think that
Keith Olbermann was far off at all. I mean, it's it comes down to what he wants for the future of our country and what is good for the future of our country, which I think the majority of Americans know. So
yeah, you know, I think you're definitely on the right track, and I'm glad you called, man. I really am.
Well, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
All right, call again. See you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, yeah, I think he had it down. 9:18, 18 minutes after 9, one line open at 303-71.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cottman. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
So, I'm driving down the road in my Pontiac, and I pass by this cyclist wearing this skin-tight bike outfit. Let's put it this way. Beer gut and spandex are not a good mix. So, while I was driving around thinking about what might fit him better, I couldn't help but think how my Pontiac was the perfect fit for me. It's easy on the eyes, quick, and stylish. And to help keep it that way, I always take it back to my Pontiac dealer and down the Goodwrench service lane.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Like the other day, they really knew how to take care of my Pontiac. They changed the oil, rotated the tires, and performed a Goodwrench multi-point vehicle inspection. For my Pontiac, it's Goodwrench and go. As for that cyclist, it's go get some new clothes.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Fall is a great time to Goodwrench and go for all your maintenance needs. See your local Pontiac Goodwrench dealer today or log on to Goodwrench.com.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right, the secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one. Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-421-4991. That's 1-800-421-4991. 1-800-421-4991.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine. Maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression. Maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope. Maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off. And that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please, call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4. Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
You may be an ambassador to England or France. You may like to gamble. You might like to dance. You may be the heavyweight champion of the world. You may be a socialite with a long string of pearls, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes,
yeah.
You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Let's do some Robert. Anytime. Anytime. 9:23, 23 minutes after 9 a.m., 760, Progressive Talk. Chance of thunderstorms. High today, 89. All right, let's jump back to the phones. We go to Eric in Arvada. Eric, you're on AM 760.
Morning, Jay.
Hey, Eric.
That was Barry McGuire on there earlier.
Yep.
The Eve of Destruction.
You bet.
Boy, that takes me back.
Well, yeah, but look, it's still relevant to 2007.
Oh, I know.
That's sad.
Could have been. Except for the part of Selma, Alabama, that's a little better. But, I mean, look at it. It's just the same deal.
Well, we could edit the Selma, Alabama out. And we could substitute Jenna, Louisiana for it.
Very true. Very true. Your callers today have been fantastic.
They have by and large been good. You're right.
Last night I saw Oberman twice because I wanted to catch that commentary a second time. But while he was on break at 10:35, I was channel surfing and I went to Hannity and Combs, and that's why I called. John Soltz from VoteVet.org, Captain Soltz, ate Hannity and Senor alive last night.
Oh, you're talking about Dan Senor, right?
Dan Senor, the guy that
Senor, was, yeah. What war has he served in? I wonder.
He didn't. He was Bremer's right hand guy.
That's exactly right.
The provisional authority. My own thought is that he knows where that $9 billion went, but he ain't telling. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But anyway, last night they're talking about why MSNBC won't air those ads that are pro-war. And you can look this up if you want. If you Google John Soltz, S-O-L-T-Z, Hannity, Senor, and it'll bring up the Think Progress segment. It's on the computer this morning. You can watch the whole debate. He ate those guys for lunch. Why they have him on, I'll never know, because even with that rigged format, he takes them apart every time he's on.
Well, because they thought they could beat him up.
Well, and they even had it set up to where they're both yelling at him. He's taken withering fire. He never loses his composure, and he just blew him away. It's must viewing.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to check it out. I, as a rule, don't watch Hannity and Combs, but I don't watch them because, number one, I'm not up, and number two, I'm not really, I don't know. Those shows, after a while, they just don't do much. They don't do much for me, but every once in a while you get a bright spot on there. Every once in a while you get somebody. Like they have this woman on occasionally, and we've had her on, and I've never had success in ever having her back again, but her name is Kristen Powers.
Sure.
Okay, she will get on there and she will kick some righteous rear. And I saw her on there once, just beat the living you know what out of Ann Coulter.
I saw her take Malkin apart.
Yeah, there's another example of that. And I've also seen David Sirota on CNBC just absolutely level like five other people, or maybe it was Fox. I think it was on Fox on a business show, not Cavuto. But and just level five other people, but that very rarely ever happens on that network. But Soltz, Soltz knows what he knows what he's talking about. Why? Because he's been there and done that.
He's a sharp guy. He is, and you know that format is so rigged to where they immediately went personal with him and he accused him of calling them liars. And you got to see the segment because I can't do him justice describing it. But he did a great job, and it's not the first time. He remember that. Buzz Patterson, the guy that...
He's another hack.
He's eaten him alive also. So,
well, you know, we got to find that video and stick it up on our website.
Please
all right, John.
I can tell you how I got there.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold and let you give the information to John.
See you later, Jay.
Okay, hang on. Yeah, snatch that up and we'll stick it on our website. Because that'll be worth watching. Let's go to Van in Boulder. Van, long time no talk to, man.
Hey, how's it going, Jay?
How are you?
I'm having a good day. A caller earlier had indicated that, you know, maybe what this is all about is the money. And, you know, you're there, yeah, people are profiting, that sort of thing. But I think you have to look at the history of the Bush family. I mean, Prescott Bush back in World War II, the Good War was a war profiteer. You know, Bush has been involved with the Carlyle Group and others.
Well, yeah, but there's a lot of American families that were war profiteers. The Kennedys were, too.
Right. Well, but the thing is that, in a way, this is a different war with more people making more money than ever before. I mean, we're talking about the troop levels right now. We actually have more contractors in Iraq than we do troops in Iraq right now. And you got this guy down in North Carolina. He's got 30-something thousand armed troops at this point. He's making hundreds of millions of dollars putting together a private army. And you got guys that I trained with at my Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Academy. you know, 26-year-old guys working down at Home Depot that are getting $90,000 a year jobs to go be mercenaries.
Well, I don't, you know, listen, I don't doubt that, and I've told this story on the air a million times about this friend of mine who was over there, who was a former listener of mine when I was in Chicago, and emailed me one day because he was had nothing to do, so he was surfing around the web and found me and was talking about the fact that he was in the National Guard and got sent over there. And that he was working side by side, and that his friends were working side by side with guys who were paid for, paid by private contractors, and they were making five times what he was making. I don't deny any of that, and I think I think that's part and parcel of it. But I also think there's another part of it that you know that people just don't want to acknowledge and admit, and that it's like these folks in the administration have this, including Bush, they have this messianic vision. They have this kind of belief system in which they believe that they can change the course of history through the use of force. And in doing so, and in having all of that go on, you can't reach them in any way, shape, or form and get them to open up their heads long enough to let any light of reality come in.
No, I know. I'm right there with you, Jay. It's just I think the thing that we're missing is that we may get to a point where we've only got 30, 40,000 troops over in Iraq, or we may be totally out of Iraq in 2 years, but we could still have 180,000, 190,000 mercenaries on the ground.
And if that ends up happening, that we're in that situation, let me tell you something. Eventually, those mercenaries and eventually those folks will get out because it will seek to be, it'll be less safe than it is now without us.
Right.
And also, when that happens, it'll become less profitable when we end our association because, once again, the government in Baghdad is like the government in Saigon, in that they cannot stand by themselves. What happened, Van? You left me. One of my favorite callers, gone into the electronic ionosphere. Vanished into the phone zone. All right, 9:31, 31 minutes after 9, traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Chase. Northbound I-25, we've seen some stop and go between the Downing Street Bridge and Alameda, so just be prepared if you are headed along that stretch. Northbound 225 as well, a little sluggish now through Aurora Islip toward Mississippi, and we've got our usual slow pocket downtown affecting your southbound lanes of I-25. Weather outlook today, we should see some partly cloudy conditions, breezy with a high of 91. Looks like tonight those clouds will clear out, but it'll become windy. We'll get a low of 59, and then tomorrow, breezy and cooler with a high of 85. Currently, fair and 73. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota certifies used vehicles. The best new cars make the best used cars, featuring a 7-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty from date when first...
The sounds of summer are here, but we know the sound you're waiting for. Thursday, September 6th at 8 p.m. Eastern, the NFL opening kickoff starring John Mellencamp, Faith Hill, and Kelly Clarkson, presented by Sprint, is on NBC. Then, the Super Bowl champion Colts host the New Orleans Saints with Al Michaels and John Madden.
This is Kelly Clarkson. This is one launch party you don't want to miss.
The NFL opening kickoff is coming September 6th on NBC. Wake up, people. Introducing Diet Pepsi Max with ginseng and more caffeine.
Join the revolution to provide affordable, high-quality health care for everyone. A Colorado single-payer system could save over $1 billion annually on health spending, cover virtually everyone, and improve wellness. Single-payer is a globally accepted health care financing principle. The proposal is for public financing of privately provided health care. Let's end the crisis in health care access. Learn more and join the campaign at healthcareforallcolorado.org.
Got a strange term. How about your bank account? How about your wallet? How about whatever? Your portfolio? Your net worth? I don't care. Whatever it is. Your family budget? Whatever term you want to use. If you want a four-wheel drive vehicle, if you want an all-wheel drive vehicle, you want a gas zipper, you want a good deal. You want Rockies. Rockies Autos, huge, over 700. Late model, previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. And there's no other place to go. You should try them first. Seriously. Go on the internet and look at their inventory. RockiesAutos.com on the internets. Or get out there and see them. They have their matching down incentive, which is great. It helps you out. And they've got great prices, plus numerous ways to finance, which will also help you. And they have an all-star cast of great folks working out there. I mean, really good people. And I name names every single time. So let me just pick one name out and give it to you. I won't go into a whole bunch of them. Spanky Herrera. Okay, there you go. There's one. Oh, well, let me stick Julia in there, too, because she's good people. Get out there and see them. They're open 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., which is great hours. And if you come at 8:59 or 9 o'clock, they're going to stay, and they're going to make sure that you're fine. And they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. Rocky's Autos, there's just no better place to go. And I could talk about them for an hour, but I won't do that. What I would say is try other places, go to other places, but in the end, you'll find that the best deals are at Rocky's Autos. I'm almost sure of it. No, I am sure of it. Corner 63rd and Federal.
So I'm driving downtown in my Buick when I see a girl in giant sunglasses that make her look like a bug. I want my style to last. That's why I went to my Buick dealer down their Goodwrench service lane for an oil change, tire rotation, and a Goodwrench multi-point vehicle inspection. For my Buick, it's Goodwrench and go.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Fall is a great time to Goodwrench and go for all your maintenance needs. See your local Buick Goodwrench dealer today or log on to Goodwrench.com.
Key Equipment Finance wants parents to remember one of the best tools against teenage drinking and driving is communication. Sometimes young adults are unsure of how to handle difficult situations involving their friends, alcohol, and driving. Your advice can make all the difference. Talk to your teens today about their role in keeping their peers and our community safe. This is from Key Equipment Finance in Superior. That's Key Equipment Finance, working toward a safer community.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
London Records. Blue and White Label. 9:35. 35 minutes after the hour. You know the damnest thing? I can remember that, but I can't remember my own cell phone number. Is anybody else in that situation? No, John remembers his. Mary remembers hers. I can't not remember mine. Chance Thunderstorms, high today 89, 303-713-7600. I can't remember that phone number either. I have to write it down and take it with me when I do things like the Taste of Colorado. What does that say about me? It must say something about me. I'm not sure what it is. Maybe I don't need to know what it is. All right, let's go to Ben in Lakewood. Ben, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
I'd like to discuss your favorite FM DJs across the hall.
Who would that be?
Lewis and Florwax.
Oh, I don't really. I really don't know anything about them because I can't listen to them. So what would I know about them?
Yeah, I know you've had your quarrels with them before.
No, not really.
Oh. I remember Michael Florwax discussing what you drove on the air, and you know, that kind of ruffled your tail feathers a little
bit. I don't think that's cool, but that was a long time ago.
Right. Well, anyway, I wanted to discuss why, this morning you had a caller discussing, you know, fight them over there before they fight them over here type of stuff, and how they haven't hit us since 9/11. They were discussing that, and they were, hold on one sec. They were saying that, you know, if we weren't fighting this war in Iraq, they'd be blowing up Omaha right now. So it's the right thing to do, you know. I was just kind of wondering what you have to say about that, and I wonder if you'd debunk this on air.
Well, I think they're entitled to their opinion, and I think the people who think that way are entitled to their opinion. But I think that if you look at the facts and if you look what's going on, I think that the facts don't bear that out. Most of the terrorist problems that have gone on in other countries outside of Iraq, with the exception of 9/11, which had nothing to do with the Iraqis and had nothing to do with Saddam Hussein, even though the administration kept saying, kept inferring that there was some connection, even now to the point of Dick Cheney saying, well, we're pretty well certain that Mohammed Atta met with a Iraqi secret police agent in Prague, Czechoslovakia, when it turns out that Mohammed Atta was nowhere near there, and phone records show that he was in San Diego. Most of the stuff that has gone on, like in England and in Germany and in other places, it's always turned out to be homegrown terrorists and not people directly from Iraq or from the Waziristan area of Pakistan. And so that part, the facts don't bear it out. And then you've got another thing here that doesn't bear out. Okay, let's say this is true. Let's say that we had to go over there to stop them from coming here. Then that's an admission that you're incapable of protecting your own country. And if that's the case, then you got to raise your hand and you got to ask the question, why are you incapable of why are you not capable of protecting your own country? Does that mean that every time you think that that we're going to get attacked, that we should storm off and go somewhere else? I mean, the fact is that we should hunt down al-Qaeda and we should kill them. But al-Qaeda didn't exist in Iraq prior to us showing up there and fueling those flames. We didn't go to where we should have gone and finished the job. So that's all, you know, they can have their opinion and that's fine, but they're misinformed.
Where we should have been. Do you mean Pakistan there?
Yes, we should have stopped. We should have gotten bin Laden at Tora Bora, which we did not do, even though the CIA pleaded. And then, yes, if we had to, we should have gone into Waziristan, which is a part of Pakistan, but the Pakistani government has no control over it. It's like a no man's land. And we should have continued up into there, and we should have gone in there and tried to kill them. The thing is, it would have required two things. It would have required a lot of manpower and a lot of bloodshed, which you've got to ask yourself, is this country prepared to do that?
Well, they seem to be prepared to do that in Iraq. I mean,
well, it would make Iraq look like a picnic.
Right.
But the fact is, you want to get the job done. That's what you got to do. So what you got to do is you got to chase them, both militarily. You've got to work on trying to stop them ideologically by winning hearts and minds. And you've got to try to stop them financially. And you're not going to get any of that stuff done, particularly the hearts and minds part, when you've got soldiers who think they're doing the right thing and they end up becoming coming back here and then having to be tried for killing civilians.
All right, well, I just wanted to thank you for expelling this meme here because it's become so pervasive that it's on comedy shows now. I mean, those guys aren't political talk. They're just...
Well, it's a talking point, and those are sell job points that have been used over and over and over and over until most people know them by rote. But the fact is, if you put people, if you back them against the wall and you say, all right, you know, this is the statement you've made about fighting them over here so we don't have to fight them there, you know, we're fighting them there so we don't have to fight them over here and the al-Qaeda threat, then you put them against the wall and you say, all right, then where's your proof that there was ever any al-Qaeda involvement in Iraq prior to us showing up there? And then if they give you some lame thing about it, then press them for it. Press
well,
them
right. like,
to pony
I guess
up.
It's been 10 years since an attack, 9/11. Prior to 9/11, there hadn't been an attack for 10 years, you know?
Right, and I'll tell you
American,
something. You know,
American soil.
I'll tell you something. You know, a lot of people don't want to admit to this either, but it's true. Clinton buys some responsibility for this because he could have gotten rid of bin Laden, but he didn't do it. But at that point, bin Laden, he just didn't do it, and he should have done it. And even though he claims that he tried to,
right in Sudan,
you know, they could have gotten him, and he didn't. He chose not to do it. So, you know, it's a failure on both.
Right.
But the trouble is that these guys are BSing you.
Well, I'm aware of that. I'm calling you up to tell the world that this is BS because I'm tired of hearing it.
Yeah, I get tired of that same stuff, too. It gets very tiresome. It gets very boring.
All right. Well, keep on keeping on, Jay. We like hearing you.
All right, man. Thanks. I appreciate your time.
No problem.
All right. Now, those talking points really get old. They really get old. I get tired of hearing it.
Thanks for the question, you little jerk.
Yeah, really. Oh! John McCain. So, do you think John McCain has a chance of winning? I don't think they do. All right, let's go to Lori in Broomfield. Lori, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
First of all, I just want to say, after taking a couple of year hiatus in rural New Mexico, along with a bunch of Bush's cowboy buddies, I'm glad to be back here and listening to you in beautiful Colorado.
Oh, well, thank you.
It's nice to know that I'm not alone. My question is, you know, I'm not any smarter than the average Joe, but I have been against this war from the very beginning. And, you know, have watched it progress. And you know, one of the comments today has been about, well, let's fight it there instead of over here. And it dawned on me early on in this war that might have been one of the reasons that we went in before it was ever said by Bush or anybody else. Once Al-Qaeda started coming in to Iraq. But my main question is...
Let me grasp it again. Say that again about Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda, one of the main reasons we went into the war was why?
I think it very well might have been to pull Al-Qaeda in there so that we didn't have to fight them here. You know, it's just early on, probably in that first year or so... when Al-Qaeda showed up, but
what sense would that make?
Well, it's interesting to me
that after
I had that thought, that 3 years later the Bush administration says that.
No, they've been saying it since the beginning.
No, they really haven't.
No, they really have. Go back to a degree.
They were busy lying to us about weapons of mass destruction.
No, they also brought that up too.
Okay. Well, I'll let you have that one.
Well, I just go look it up. I mean, it's there.
Okay. I can believe that, I guess. Maybe it was my news channels I wasn't listening to at the time. My question is, if we do an immediate withdrawal from Iraq, you know, my concern is, and I don't believe that we talk about it enough here, is the Iraqis themselves. And... you know, the harm that we have caused from the very beginning of this war and the amount of deaths that have been caused, not only to our young men, but to the, you know, hundreds and thousands of Iraqis. And
there's nobody talking about withdrawing immediately. That's a misconception. That's a talking point that's being promulgated. Nobody is talking about that. What they are talking about is they're talking about being redeployed, and they're talking about redeployment some other place in the region in case that we would need to go in to keep the violence there from spreading to other countries. I mean, I just got an email from a guy yesterday who got into this whole thing about precipitous withdrawal with me, and then I said to him, all right, well, who's talking about that? And then he sends me an email back saying, well, they haven't laid out their plans, so I can't really tell you. And that's not true. They have laid out their plans, and nobody's talking about that.
Well, you know, I'm getting that, you know, I've heard it on, like when you were talking with Mark Udall today, you know, about the funding. In a sense, you know, by taking away the funding, we're saying, okay, we're bringing our troops home because we don't have the funds to keep them there.
No, we're forcing the president to stop the surge and to move the troops and redeploy them and get them out of the middle of a civil war. That's what we're talking about doing. And what he's talking about doing is trying to find a way to get the funds redirected to accomplish just that. There's no way to get. We are not going to get 160,000 troops out of there within like 72 hours or even 40 days. It's going to take longer than that. We're going to have to fight our way out in many cases.
Right. Okay, and then at this point, depending on how we do that, when we're talking about redeployment, are we talking about redeployment to, you know, another country? I mean, I think it was Ed Schultz, one of those guys that said, you know, maybe we should go, you know, to Kurdistan and
That's what we're talking about. Kurdistan, Kuwait, someplace close.
Okay. You know, I guess some of what I'm feeling a little bit is that we caused the situation in Iraq. And, you know, my concern is leaving, you know, the Iraqis up in the air, those innocent Iraqis. You know, we're not allowing them into our country. You know, we're not doing anything on that sort of a level to help them out at all.
Well, what would you have? What would you have us do?
You know, I'm not sure, but you know, I think it's Holland that's taken in over 9,000 Iraqis.
So do you want to do what we did with like the Vietnamese? Do you want to let those that were friendly and cooperated with us? Do you want to bring them here?
I think it's definitely an option. You know,
I think it's something we can entertain, but I think the first option we have to look at is getting our men and women out of the middle of this fiasco and this civil war. Then we can worry about the other things.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your time, and you gave me a lot to think about, and that's really why I called. So.
Okay, well, have a good day.
Hey, you too.
All right,
thanks. Again. Bye.
9:50, 50 minutes after the hour here on AM 760.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1267 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1267. 1-800-339-1267.
Enjoy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see perfection in motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
About safe winter driving. And the best thing about these tires is they are environmentally friendly and they are safe. Remolding technology comes primarily from Europe, and unlike yesterday's retread, state-of-the-art new tire technology is used to produce a product that has the quality and appearance of any major manufacturer's tire, but will outperform any major manufacturer's tire on slippery surfaces. Every green diamond tire sold means one less tire sent to clog a landfill. And 3 to 7 gallons of oil are saved for a typical passenger vehicle sized tire. And I've seen these tires. They are simply amazing. and they are as environmentally friendly and as green as you can get. And that's one of the reasons why you call them Green Diamond Tires. I mean, they're an excellent example of a recycled product that is superior to the product from which it's made. Green Diamond Tires are a revolutionary new tire, and they've got thousands of carbide bits built into the treads. So in adverse driving conditions, these tiny diamonds bite into the road, giving you more control and confidence. So whether you're driving on ice, or you're in snow, or you're in clear conditions, these tires create safety for all seasons. As the tread wears, new granules appear at the tread surface, which gives you the best in safety, control, and handling. Get environmentally friendly, okay? And not only do you get environmentally friendly, but also have superior handling and superior control this winter. Find out more about Green Diamond Tires at a retailer near you or go to greendiamondtires.com.
So I'm driving my Chevy through the neighborhood, and my neighbor hasn't cut his grass in like a month. I want to call the cops, which would make me a jerk, but I would miss seeing the pink flamingos in his lawn. Basically, the guy's got a maintenance problem, and that got me thinking about my Chevy. Keeping it running great is important to me, and unlike my neighbor, I like taking care of my stuff. That's why when it comes to service, I take it right back to my Chevy dealer and drive it down the Goodwrench service lane.
Can't stop thinking about it.
Tomorrow, I'll get an oil change, all four tires rotated, and a Goodwrench multi-point vehicle inspection. Goodwrench and Go helps keep my Chevy in great shape, just in case I ever need to go on safari at my neighbor's yard.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Fall is a great time to Goodwrench and Go for all your maintenance needs. See your local Chevy Goodwrench dealer today or log on to Goodwrench.com.
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hey! Disorder in the house. The tub runs over.
Warren Zevon rocks. I still got to bring in Carmelita. 9:55, 5 minutes away from the top of the hour. Chance thunderstorms, high today 89, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Don't forget about government in the grocery store. If you're in the 7th Congressional District, you can meet your congressman, Ed Perlmutter. He's a great guy. He's going to be doing government in the grocery store this Saturday. I'm going to be there, too, because I want to watch this in action. It's 1 until 3 in the afternoon at the King Supers Grocery Store, located at 500 Bromley Lane, Brighton, Colorado. That's 1 until 3. So put that down on your calendar and come out and meet one of the most dedicated, one of the best guys you're ever going to run across who's in government. I mean, we're lucky here in this state that we've got what I think are three really outstanding people. Oh, and the John Soltz thing is up on the website, too, if you want to see that. If you want to see John Soltz beat the crap out of Dan Senor and Sean Hannity. But we have three of the best in the country, I think. Governor Bill Ritter, Congressman Mark Udall, and Congressman Ed Perlmutter. And if you haven't met any of these guys, here's hoping that you do get a chance to meet them, because they're really out there trying to make a difference. They're really out there trying to do the right thing. And I categorically reject the idea that, and I understand that there's cynicism. I understand it. I've got it, too. We've all got it. That, well, there's no difference and they're all the same. And you know what? There are a lot of people out there that are involved in politics, and they're involved in it for themselves and for the acquisition of power and prestige and all of the trappings that go with it. But I have to tell you that in my experience, that these three guys, Bill Ritter, Mark Udall, and Ed Perlmutter, They're involved because they believe wholeheartedly that they can make a difference. And we can make a difference with more people like them in office. So in the case of Congressman Mark Udall, we need to send him to the Senate. In the case of Congressman Ed Perlmutter, you're in the 7th Congressional District. You got a jewel there. You should reelect him. And in the case of Bill Ritter, we should make sure when he runs again that he gets elected. Back tomorrow morning here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Thank you. It's been a great morning. Thanks a lot.
middle age. So how you doing? Are you aging well? Are you healthy? How's your heart and your energy level? Are you sleeping well? Do you get up motivated and excited about life? Or are you depressed and tired, wondering where the years went? Struggling with anxiety and depression is hard, but it can be even harder as you get older. Good nutrition plays a vital role in maintaining overall well-being and good health. I'm Lucinda Bassett, president of Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety, and I want to send you a free 30-day supply of my new vitamin supplement called Good Days that supports your physical and mental well-being. It supports energy, clarity of thinking, mood, as well as good health and disease prevention. Simplify your life. Feel better. Call now for your free one-month supply of Good Days.
Find out how to improve your mood with this free 30-day supply. Call 800-971-9956. 800-971-9956. 800-971-9956.
27, not available in all states. That's 800-914-8727. 800-914-8727. Join AM.